Blog Talk Radio.
They say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Dr. Funkenstein, they call me the big pill. I want everybody here tonight to put your hands together and give up the funk, cause it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Are you ready out there? Let me hear you sing it for me one time, y'all, before we get started. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone connected to my leg bone, leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here, preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hips. Are you ready out there? Hey, hold on, do it again. Give me all my ego. Give me that run again. Everybody. Dr. Funkenstein here. He goes tripping and body snapping. Coming to you directly from the lumber ship. Pulling up the last leg of the people. Churning, burning, and turning. It'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby! Can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that? Easy. Hey, horn. Hey, fellas, I want y'all to hold it right there. We're gonna give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're gonna hold this groove, shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight.
Oh, yeah. We about to get it in. Oh, no need to be impatient, y'all. We back on a Monday, a special Monday. I am your host, Dry Bones. Welcome to the Heels Bebles Hour special edition of Monday Nighter. It ain't football either. It's Monday night. Get down with your mind. And we appreciate you, man. We up in the cold tundra, baby. I'm in 23 degrees weather in the below of the New York Empire. And yes, he's about to put it down. Just let me say, every region has some psychopathic individuals. So let's just say we are one of the most strangest one. Even in cold weather, people still think COVID is existing. Even in the midst of everything that's going on. But tonight's program, this special edition, we got to talk about. It's called World War III equals the Clone Wars. Now, I know I'm going to bring this element in today because I got no choice. It's called the sci-fi element. Let me just say this. It's alive and it's living. Everything is happening, seems to be happening based off prophecy, a premonition from a past ancient text or ancient god, whatever this case may be, things are coming to fruition and we're going to talk about today. Let's just say the Clone Wars started last night. Just so you know how crazy it is, two clone Negro actors, clone to the max. I don't know who the hell they are anymore. But the fact that they got the biggest news all day, let's we know that might be what we said last week, wag the dog. What a Hollywood script that could be. We'd like to hear your thoughts on that one as well. Because cloning could be at the root of all that. Who do we know who these people really are today? Because they don't sure act like, just imagine getting smacked. And, you know, smack was like a, like almost Hollywood. So he knew, he knew. So when he went back, he braced himself and he went back with the hit. Then Will trying not to smile, then go to character. Boy, I tell you, the Clone Wars are real. And World War III, guess what? We have my round table talk with the fellas in the below. Man, let me tell you, some people have hell of a thoughts, and I'm going to talk to you about them because I think they got some validity, vindication. Let's go with the first one. There's supposed to be a war. And I'll say supposed to be because war could look like theater. They do call it the theater of war. Now, I'm not saying there is no individual casualties. I am saying that there could be collateral damage, meaning that if we can get to the side effects of what you get, then you know the rest. Now, let's kick it hard now. Everything I get from here, this what y'all hear is factually laid out by people out there in the midst, putting it together so we can get a concise, easy, and then hopefully I got my man coming on. Brother Kwame gave a celestial picture to us. And let me just say, everything has happened right on the stars. Just like they say, even in your book, the Biblios, says that the seven stars of Orion is in the book. Now, let's even go further. With all this going on, let me just say the globalists, this coming out of serious publication. It says the globalists, such as George Hubert Walker Bush, Tony Blair, Henry Kissinger, Walter Cronkite, Bill Gates, George Soros, Barack Obama, and etc. But just last week, Joe Biden is again promoting the Belgian New World Order. He said it in Europe, the New World Order. Now, whether or not, y'all need to know that makes a difference. That makes, that's a code word for those that's in their elite. For him to say it, having been saying it, all of a sudden he goes over there and says it. Because the globalists are concentrated in the West, where we sit. They say most of the globalists, and it makes sense, everybody. This UN. Where is the UN? Where is the CFR building? So they all know it's right here. They even admitted it. This is where they control the wealth. And hence the politicians. This coming out day publication. So vindication again for all you listening. This is what they said in their own publication. Politicians come and go. Look what it says. Hence the politicians via the central banks. Politicians come and go, but the entrenched elite remain. That's why you never see them. Remember the book, The Hidden Hand? You don't even see the sucker or suckers. Or whoever. Let's just go with that right now. And then it also goes on to say, And one cannot understand the New World Order without understanding the dominating role played by the Vatican and the Zionist elite. This in their book, trying to tell people in what I consider a globalist publication out of Europe and Canada, wrote this. And goes on to say, especially the latter. Now, I told you, this got me in it. They say they are all Jews, Jewish, all have Israeli citizenship as well as Ukrainian and Russian citizenship. Now, right there, when I read that, I said, huh? It says they all are Jewish and have Israeli citizenship as well as Ukrainian / Russian citizenship. Now, somebody brought to my attention this the other day, the Klitschko brothers. We thought they was Russia. That's what we were all told, but they're Ukrainian. So basically, they got two agents of people with the same citizenship going on, as well as the Vatican or the Zionists. Now, I'd rather say Zionists because, again, Jewish, being that there is no letter J in the word, in the Hebrew language, it can't be called Jewish. So that's got to be some type of secret coded name for elite group. Jewish people basically said this themselves, that they cannot call themselves Jewish. It's impossible. There's no J. So you do the math on that one. Now, the Zionists all have these so-called citizenship. Now, why would Russia? Because when you get to the history, which facts matters, facts matter, regardless how you may feel at the end of the facts, the facts matter. Now, being that this is simply, it's all about money. Here's the quote. Ukraine was by far the richest and most industrialized of the Soviet Republic. It has some of the world-class industries like massive. Ukraine was far more the richest industrial in the Soviet Republic. It has some of the world-class industries like the massive Kharkov Railway Works. I'm going to stop right there. Remember we all just kicking back in the day about the Silk Road? This is the part of the Silk Road fight that y'all didn't know about. See, this part of the fight of the Silk Road. Now, being that they had this massive railway works, Antonov, the aircraft plant outside of Kiev, got an airplane, you know, I got a plant and everything for airplanes, and iron ore, and aluminum smelter in Debos. Then it was a rabbit. Then, you know, this is what they had. Now, let's just think for a minute, everybody, before we get you on the mics and on the if they got all this and Russia is getting it, then who's backing? Like I said earlier, it's two wars going on. Well, who's backing the so-called Ukrainians that you with the so-called Zelensky, the so-called president? Who backing him for real? I gave the clue. I ain't going to do cash money this week. Come Sunday, we will, because we're going to kick it hard on that day. But we're going to have a hell of a outing to tell you about, but we won't tell you about it now. Also, let me just stop right quick before I get more involved. Marvin Gaye's sister has been on our program. Yes, go look it up. Antoinette had her on sometime last week. And Marvin Gaye is in Vegas. I don't have all the information. If you are in there, my sister who's listening from us from Buffalo, from the below Vegas. She's been on our show. She's going to, hopefully, I wish we could simulcast it, but we can't. So we'll be looking forward to that information. Hopefully we get more. I would love to have a simulcast. That would be off the chain. So let's make it happen if we can, Antoinette. If not, we'll keep it going and get her back on the air when the party so she can tell us story about the late, great Marvin Gaye. So that one I got to get out there. Beautiful shout out. Thank you, sister, for coming on our program. Let's get back. Now that we discovered that they got all this stuff, some of y'all already knew. Not all of you, but some of you. But guess what? They said the globalist is in the West. Sosiak, the son of man, sister in the West, even though signs up in the East to the West, all that good stuff, well, it's in the West. And it goes back to the same names I've named earlier. He said, then there's Rabbit Warhawk, Zionist Globalist Liz Cheney of Wyoming. Now, that's interesting, Wyoming, Liz Cheney. Halliburton should come to your mind immediately when I say Liz Cheney. Halliburton should come to your mind. Her father, who was connected to the first named globalist that we named Herbert Walker Bush and the Bush family. Now, this is not me saying this. This is coming out to their own provocation that they're of a globalist mentality. They were called neocons back in the day. Just look it up. Now they're fighting over what we just said, the money game and the Silk Road. That's already prepared. Now let's go to where this is why I say you got to watch these people. Who recently said that chemical weapons should be regarded as a red line in Washington in direct military confrontation with Russia. Boom. That one went over everybody here because you're too busy watching Will Smith and Chris Rock, the comedian, do a minstrel show. So they got two black folks called the minstrel show. That's what they had. Now, while all this is being said, this all starting to come out now. All publications over in Europe, parts of the other parts of the world that you don't see on this news. It says Cheney was doubtlessly selected as a New World Order spokesperson to say what she said in order to plant the seed in the minds of American people the possibility of a Russian chemical attack. Ain't that strange? You know, planting the seed, and that's what they do. They got everybody thinking the same. Everybody says the same thing, almost like parrots. If you ask that question across, no matter where you go, you know, airports everywhere. I'm like, wow, you really think that way here too, huh? Interesting. Now, it also goes on to say, therefore, paving the way for a false flag event that can be blamed on Russia. I can see it clearly happen because we found the chemical plants is already in the spot. Already there. They got found a chemical lab was put placed there a while back. Now, that's all they need just to do is to say that. Imagine when they say it, what's the question, where are you going to be at? It's going to be a hell of a traumatizing event, especially if you see what they're planning. Now, let me just say this, and then we're going to start. It's that fever pitch by guess who? Lindsey Graham, Republican. We tell them all. Now, that's been said even in the Republican Party itself. They know they got spies in there. Obviously. At least they got enough balls to say the spies there. Sometimes you have to let the spies know we know you're there. That's in everything. And then it goes on to say, which is kind of frightening right here. It's the part that says that Lindsey Graham, Nancy Pelosi, et cetera, and the America televangelist is due to the fact that they are all part of the Zionist elite, unquote. Now, y'all got to ask yourself some questions. Told you the televangelists, we got to be careful. Got to be careful. I'm just going by what I'm seeing. They pitching this unbelievable, unbelievable. Let's go help the Ukrainians. Now, I ain't against helping anybody. But one of the quotes that was in here is, we were just saying, I try to tell you, I'm putting all these programs together. We just heard from the event I was at. We shouldn't be even involved in a war with NATO if they ain't paying their share of NATO. That was just kind of, I'm not going to put the people up for that, but when you got a call that is hell-bent on destruction, and the cult now, before those of you who might be listening for the first time, the cult has already said that they wanted to do something that should have been a wake-up call. Eating of children sounds like Molech, don't it? Y'all act like y'all don't remember it all that. Sounds like these so-called ancient cults that y'all claim may not be in existence seems to be in existence. So those of you listening for the first time, this is the cult that is embedded in America, particularly in the party of Democratic Socialists. This is the party that is trying to take over the Democratic Party. And this party is coming to really party.
We're going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're...
Now, this call said this a while back. We must eat the babies at an AOC political rally in Europe. Now, if this is the case, and they talking about eating the babies, because eating dead people just ain't enough. I want y'all to think about that for a minute before we bring y'all in. Eating dead people just ain't enough. For those of you listening for the first time, this is what you up against. A cult that wants to eat the dead, who wants to eat babies. I'll tell you why some of you have been initiated already into the cult. Because the fact that some people have watched this happen where they've seen your children. Now y'all don't know these reports that's been out that the vaccinations are causing young girls to have genital warts. Yeah, because it's not been tested. Ain't been tested. See, that's how you know we ain't paying good attention. When you allow them to happen, they can vaccine a little kid now. And now we're talking about the airlines. I'll bring that up too. Airlines, which I have a great... The airlines don't want to do this anymore, y'all. They have taken enough money. But we found out something. And I'm going to tell y'all in a little bit. They broke a law, everybody. They broke a law that is unbelievable what they broke. The fact that an airline actually put in the so-called COVID testing before the government mean he had an inside scoop. Now I'm on Ukrainian news, world news, so I can get y'all the reports as they come in. Just let me say, how many really believe that Russia, who don't really even have to have people on the ground, they got enough air superiority to knock them into kingdom come. Would you really believe the Western news today? Think about that one. Because right now, we went from eating the baby, bring it on, because the next segment that we will do will show you they plan. And then the last segment will be that you are not even fighting human beings. You fighting clones. And it has been said that the clone war is already on. Y'all ready for the special Monday night edition, and we ain't talking football, of the Helios. Let me bring y'all in. Get it in. Fit in on the dry bones. Welcome, brother. I know you want to jump in. Let me get 8554.
Hey, just to let you know, man, you've been breaking up since you came on.
Oh, okay. That's a good sign that I got to change a microphone or something. Appreciate that love on that one, man. But go ahead.
Oh wow. Okay, let's start with Will Smith. Now, we can't leave out the fact that all behind the whole, basically what happened last night with the Oscar, it was another performance. Now, after the so-called slap heard around the world, we got to remember he went back and he won an Oscar award for a role he played in a movie called King Richard. Basically, King played the father of the Williams sister.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now what's interesting, this is only, not my opinion, but from the research I found, that was also, we can also say that from the research that maybe that was some type of, how can I say it, a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with the fake feminine. Now, I wouldn't believe this 10, 15, 20 years ago that some of the women, especially with the Williams sisters, you know, been things out there that they possibly could be cloned or maybe could be men. I wouldn't have believed that then. The way things now and the way they especially they pushing this fake feminine and all this transgender stuff, I wouldn't be surprised. And
so,
what was interesting.
Interesting what?
No, it was just interesting last night. If you saw some more, you know, people watched some more of the clips. Now, there was another, a black actress, I forgot her name, Regina Hall. She cracked a joke about Will and Jada's supposedly open marriage situation. They set up their laugh and didn't get mad, whatever. But then once it was time for Chris Rock to do his thing, he made his comments about Jada and Jane, then he went up and whatever happened. But see, there's something else we need to realize too, bruh. For the past couple of years, the far as the ratings for the Oscars was been in the toilet. I think last year, the ratings was like a 3.7 or something like that, all-time low. Wasn't nobody watching that shit. It was ironic about it. Like I said, the research I've done, really with the younger people, they're more not really watching these award shows anymore. If anything, the audience, the younger kids is drawn more to stuff like TikTok, whatever.
Right. I didn't see it as a live version. I've seen it from people sending these, Instagrams, and I seen it this morning, especially from y'all feed and others. I stumbled on because I see it now, but. Again, that feminine aspect, playing the Williams sisters. And then he said some strange things, y'all. You can tell that Hollywood is strictly – blackface right there. Denzel Washington tells him that, you know, once you get to the top, the devil going to come at you. So that could be another initiation where – and then the other one is I just found out from watching their little stuff, she's going to have a big show on her podcast. So that's going to be – tons of viewers to hear something that was theatrically made. You mentioning ratings, I go along with that 100%, man, because that makes a lot of sense. That has been abysmal. I haven't watched them because I don't really like the Hollywood feel no way no more.
Right,
so I see
me
that,
neither.
That has that look of, yeah, let's get, and then they did jokes after Amy Schumer. I seen the feed, people said to me, Amy Schumer did jokes. Everybody did a joke on it was funny.
I forgot about this, and I'm gonna move on to something else. What happened? Vanity Fair threw an after party set, and Will Smith was in there. He had his Oscar with him, thanking all the people and everything. And then they start playing his whole songs, and then was in that dance with it. So what does that tell you? And then on top of that, a report came out right after the fact that Chris Rock, I guess supposedly the police, the LAPD, whatever, was notified about it. He didn't file a police report.
Right. Yeah, well, police report because again.
He declined to file charges. What I'm saying.
Right. So if that was I seen the same thing after hearing it. And again, what publicity to put on, especially when people know they playing with the money game. So this is a perfect way also to get your minds on that stupidity, and then while all this is going on, they doing a backdoor, okay, we got them not watching this, what we about to pull, tomorrow night. You know, this is what, you know, what they in Congress pulling off these stunts. Let me ask you then, there's one thing too with that. Did you notice that Samuel Jackson, I'm just going to give you all the blacks that was there, Samuel Jackson and Denzel, the chick from Black Panthers, when that joke was supposedly said about G.I. Jay, every one of them was laughing. Everyone.
Tyler Perry was there too. Now, Tyler Perry and Denzel Washington, those were mainly two people supposedly who was trying to calm Will Smith down.
Yeah, I don't know why they were trying to calm him down. Was it Will Smith? The question today after this is all over, everybody, was that really Will Smith? Think about this. When y'all hear this clip that y'all going to hear later, it's kind of wonder, I'm trying to tell you, the Clone War is real. They even saying that many actors in them, any of them, they sell. You got to wonder how you can do movies, stay up all day long, do publicity, able to, you know, do all these feats that the average person get off work, got to take a nap, and they could be running around all day long. So I'm just getting ready to put that out there before we actually get deep into that. And secondly, I'm gonna take some more calls. What's your thought on this this Russia Jewish?
And I'm glad you asked me that, because I got two little small articles. I'm not gonna get into, because I don't hope the line. So right the first article I got pulled up is called, and it's from a website called GreatGameIndia.com. It's called "Is Putin the New Coronavirus?" This came out March 14th. So basically, the synopsis of the article says President Biden's massless State of the Union address signifies the near end of the COVID tyranny we have lived under for the past 2 years. Fortunately for Congress, the President, and the Federal Reserve, the Ukraine-Russia conflict is replacing COVID as a ready-made excuse for their failures and justification for expanding their power, a.k.a. New World Order, a.k.a. Reset, or whatever you want to have it. Now, another article is called Who Runs the World? BlackRock and Vanguard. These are like two of the real major global corporations that's basically running everything. Now, according to Bloomberg, within the article, it says that Bloomberg calls BlackRock the fourth branch of government, because it's the only private agency that closely works with the central banks. BlackRock lends money to the central bank, but is also the advisor. It also develops the software for the central bank uses. Many BlackRock employees were in the White House during the Bush and Obama terms. Its CEO, Larry Fink, can count on that warm welcome from leaders and politicians. Not so strange if you know that he is the front man of the ruling company, but Larry Fink does not pull strings himself. BlackRock itself also owned by shareholders. Then you got to ask, who are the shareholders? Then it goes into Vanguard, whatever.
Now, keep that thought. Let me go to some more calls. Don't stay with me. Let yourself do it. But just come back on so we can keep this party going, because guess what? We ain't even got started. This y'all can stay up to at least 10. Hey, 3364, you on air. Welcome to the Helios. 3364. Going once. 3364. Going twice. Then we're gonna go to 0582-6661. So that's you coming now. Put you on mute, bro, because not you, brother. But the 3364, you didn't come in. We go to 0582. They're all different regions, so go for it. 0582. I hear you. Come on in. I hear your connection, bro. 0582. All right. You got your hand up. Y'all hit the number one button. That means y'all want to talk, so I'm going to put you back on mute. 6661. Welcome to the Helios.
Hey, my brother. What's really happening?
What's happening, man?
It's a good day. All for those that see, we see, you know, and we can start on many levels, you know. Silk Road 101, you know, what we have is the Northern Ashkenazi tribal oriental organization, where, you know, you have the Ashkenazi and the Sephardics, which was Putin, and now they trying to act like it's a stalemate. And then at the end of the stalemate, then you have they trying to pick a new leader and trying to put somebody else. They had the Russian mob, but I mean it's a lot of different levels you can look at it, because you know if somebody had the goods on me as a compromised CEO, because you speak in Hegelian language at this moment. You say one thing, then they had Russian clean up on one thing. Well, we really know you really said that about New World Order and all that, and we got to be the first to lead. So what you as a compromised leader do is you sit back and you send the real goons on them, and you let the goon destroy the evidence that they got on you and your $31 million of receipt. So obviously, you really don't want to help Ukraine, so you letting Putin do what he want to do, because you done took the bag from China and Russia, but then you got Russia doing the supposedly brokering the deal between you and Iran. So the apocalypse, the five apocalypse, North Korea, China, Russia, and everybody else is coming with it. Boy, look at here. It's going to be a rough day, but it's going to be a lot of vindication, my brother, because
vindication
for the bones, for the bones, you said that. We've seen it may not have happened at that same time, but over the years when we look back to the point where we're at, bro, look at here.
Yeah. It takes time. It takes time
to see the results.
But then again, now it's time for us to try to just, in my opinion on this, now this is just an opinion. It's not, it's
man, a, and then that video you sent, that video that we all talked about, where how they say they finna put in, they getting ready to put in the Fed coin, the universal Fed coin, to be competitive, and we always talked about they were talking about Fed coin, but this is like a universal Fed coin. And see, the brother who always talked about Fed coin, you understand?
He was right.
But
right.
That universal Fed coin, that's
going to counteract. Yeah. Hold on. Let's go there. Let's go there now, because you brought up some, that's a subject that, now let me just say this to everybody else. The Fed coin, I try to get people on here who's trying to get people to give the money for Fed coin, to see if you can do something with it. I'm open to all our options, but I will say this, when this come out, we told y'all years ago that we found out this may come out, it would be devastating. But let me just run this by you, how this works. Now, you got the Ukraine, you got Burisma. Remember, everybody knew that the Biden family was getting all this money from Burisma, which is $50 million. Can you imagine getting $50,000 a month just free off the top? And then boom, tired. Laptop disappeared. Boom, boom, here we go. That's already when the laptop got taken, that was already telling you something. But here's where people didn't realize they're trying to say it happened. The Ukrainian oligarchs, they fund this group called AZOZ. And Zelensky, they claim with CIA trained the AZOZ in Ukraine, and the United States, they are the American outreach for the proxy now of the tangle between Russia and, but it's one step removed. Now, this supposedly is supposed to be what they call a Nazi, Ukrainian neo-Nazi attack. Now, I'm telling people, this is really strange talk, because now we find out. It's not me talking. This is facts. That during the Bolshevik War, which was the Zionists and the Russians, remember they broke off everybody? They called it the Great War in Russia, you know, the Bolshevik War. Then we find out later on the 30-year war. Same group. 30-year war with the Protestants, with Martin Luther. Now we got the so-called Nazi war, the other German war. Germany ain't said a word in all this, if y'all been paying attention. And now Germany is now supposedly, you know, a part of this so-called neo-Nazi thing. And guess who funded Hitler? The Zionists. This is not me talking. This is factual information that they was financed. Hitler was even financed by Zionists. Now, that is strange. So what is really happening? What's your take on that, all this so-called?
Well, you know, like you know, Brother Kwame and others have said, you know, even you said it, you know, and many of the other bones, it's a family war, and we in the middle, you know what I mean? Now, the biggest key is what side do you take according to your interests? You know, a lot of brothers say, and we talked about economics and Brother Ray himself, you know, economics. That's what we've always been pushing, economics. But see, what the biggest divide amongst when it comes down to everyone saying they're this and they're that, when you get to us, instead of us being on one accord, you understand? Because what I'm saying, when you look at the different Latinos' perspectives, whether you're Venezuelan, whether you're Brazil, whether you're Portuguese, they have a common goal, whether you're Cuban, whether you're whatever, Puerto Rican. But Latino is Latino, and the support is there economically. That's why when you look down here to South Florida, the real estate is overpriced, but who's going to come and pay for it? Because they don't have a problem with getting together and coalescing in one and helping each other build on one accord and building their empire. See, us, we can't coalesce in one. We arguing about who took the most mustard in and who spread the most mayonnaise. So when you look
like
at the economic
that's
base,
a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. They could all get in and coalesce in one and come, and then they bring in the next coup, and all of them follow just the same thing. But out of us, it's what I said. And I'm just keeping it real, and that's a fact. They could coalesce the cultural difference and shift as far as knowing how your village is supposed to run.
So yeah. you're saying, okay, now, I got 3318, you up next. We got these groups now who are heavily financed. So basically, you've been saying, that's why I asked you that question, you've been saying that Jillian Daly. So you got this group, one group, financing both sides of the conflict. Always going to end up a winner. You always going to end up a winner. If I could finance all my enemies to fight each other,
the winner is going to be the one who can make the most out of doing this economic time. You have even said that, and this is what we've come to do. It's a super elitist taxation. And who going to make money in these times are going to be the ones who got the money. That certain tip of a half of 1%, the ones who really running this shit, these are the ones they're getting back all that money they did for making all these so-called jesters like Steve Harvey, because even jesters need a place in the court, the Chris Rocks, the Steve Harvey, for all the scandals they've been through and all the negativity, and then you still the got a voice and a stage, and then when you have a Supreme Court justice, because they're so far left, they can't even answer what is the four men, what is a woman? So when they couldn't answer that question, what is a woman, you already know where they stand. Left GLGBT, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
And that was the answer by not answering the question. That was the answer.
Right. That was the answer. Yeah, it's beautiful. Let me get some more callers. That was good. Let me keep it going because y'all hear right to where we going. Be connected and right here on Monday night edition of the Dry Bones. 3318, you on air.
Yeah, family. I'm glad you got it going. I got that little text that you was coming on. I said, let me go ahead and plug in with my brother on a Monday night.
There you go.
My thought, let's start with Hollywood real quick first. Hollywood it's for sale. So what we saw, like you identified, it was a minstrel. And that was just an audition. Since when does Grammy let brothers of color sit up front? Go look at all of them. Go revisit the Grammys. And all of a sudden you got Denzel sitting up front. Mm-hmm. You got Will and his wife sitting up front.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using the brothers for an audition to the Guild, because the Guild is for sale. So China, they're trying to say to China, who has actually bought Hollywood, okay, what we going to do? So they're trying to get their union into place that they can make movies. We ain't been seeing movies from Hollywood. We've been seeing movies through the British Empire and everybody else. That's what all them British actors are all about. So that's enough of that. I'm done with that. Don't get me wrong. America makes the best movies because America incited the most funds in order for propaganda to fool the people, because the education department was really the movie section.
Mm.
You want to flip it in the 1980s? Well, the Department of Education turned around and made it a federal cabinet post, took it away from the state. And so your new classroom teacher was the theaters. Come on.
Mm.
So everything that happened in the theaters happened in the cycle of the people of the unknown. And let me give the name of the unknown. Let me do this. The name of the unknown, if I had to put them in the book, it's called the Hogwarts. And the people who are the populace are the Muggles.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Hogwarts can't see the tricks of the Muggles.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. The Muggles can't see the trick of the Hogwarts who casts the spells. Hollywood. Let me keep going.
Hollywood.
Okay. Now, I don't even want to talk about that, because that don't even matter. Because you know how I get down. I want to know how they always say the taxpayers' money. And then we, as Muggles, and I'm trying to get out of that Muggles class, have to flip the bill, because they put us in this frenzy. Oh, we need to go help somebody again. Well, let's go here.
Yeah.
So if we go back to Ukraine, I'm looking at this report printed back in March 10th from the World Bank. And they're talking about the tracking the social protection response to Ukraine and neighboring countries, March 10th. Biden turned around, yes, and when Biden turned around and make his proposal, the United States will kick $2 billion to help to keep this joker in check. Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
If you go look at this report, you will see even Dubai sending super biscuits to Ukraine. Now, why they put the word super, they're talking about the high in protein, the people and the children, they need to eat. How do you get Dubai, United Arab Embassy, sending biscuits to Ukraine? Well, those are not governmental. Those are non-governmental, a.k.a. NGO. And once you kick out, I'm getting ready to say this, because you know how I do about that charity shit. So when you, and this shit started since the impact of COVID.
Right.
Because like you said, they got their own money. You said that. But for some reason, Ukraine, Moldova, Romania, because they said the neighboring countries, they all need these funds. So countries invest into countries under 501c4 and undercover, Ukraine still belongs to Russia. So this is what that kid
did.
He said, the law says, so once Ukraine takes all those charity, who you give a bill to?
Right.
You give it to Putin.
Keep going.
So now, in order for those goods to come in, you got NATO making sure the shit comes in. Who supplies the money to NATO? Non-governmental organization again. See, that's the hidden hand. It's the purple color. It's the purple guy. I got this from another brother. So that's the Monarch, Vatican and them. And why are they all playing this game? Because they're letting the other oligarchs come into the playbook to how we're going to control the Muggles to run the whole world, and that's the New World Order.
Because
we
got to
get everybody
We got to get everybody with this charity shit. We don't want nobody producing nothing. We want everybody eating from our hand. Don't it make sense?
It makes sense to me. Because if you're eating out to my hand, guess what? You fulfill. You are definitely the useless eaters.
If anybody care to go ahead and give a liking, the report once again is called the Tracking Social Protection Response in Ukraine and Neighboring Countries. Now, the only reason why I took a liking to this a bit, because in the report, I was looking to find out how America's sending that $2 billion over there. Y'all remember that facial structure shit, and they said that shit was a little too personal for America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that shit, they use that shit over there for dead bodies, supposed to be to recognize the bodies, and that way we come. So you see how they interject shit? NGOs. It's a practice run, family.
For what? Because if they are able to put these practices in, then they will have a complete lockdown on all that space. Now, I got to play this for y'all, too. Now,
especially during wartime. Was that good, brother?
Yeah, stay with me, stuff. Dave. Go ahead, mute yourself and stay.
No. I'm on mute, but I'm saying I appreciate you coming on the Monday night. I'm gonna hang out with your family. Let's go do this.
Yeah, please hang. Yeah, stay. Yeah, stay
I'm
with
on
me
mute.
Now. Now, he said March the 14th. I'm gonna tell you what. Another thing that y'all ain't pay attention. That's why I love when y'all bring this up. I don't have to bring it up. Y'all do. That's the connection. Republican legislators sued the CDC on March 14th. Everybody over the mask mandate, saying it did not have legal authority to impose a mandate in first place. On March 23rd, CEO of 10 U.S. passengers, an airline, sent a letter to President Biden calling for the end of the mandate and pre-departure testing rules. Now, y'all got to say something. They don't want this. They are now saying the airline, nobody don't want this, everybody? Because no one reported how many pilots ain't taking the vaccination, and it will cut them in shreds, because you need somebody to mind the planes. Even if they don't fly them, they are remote controlled, but you need somebody just in case. And guess what? Now, y'all can hear for yourself. I told you last week the CDC said that they lied. Rachel, I told you the name, said they lied. About, so where they giving your funds that the brother just said was your funds, now you're giving your charity to somebody else because you accept charity. And guess what? One who got their hand open, ain't that in your Bibles, everybody? Be not one to the lender. Be not one who's beholden to the lender. Well, you surely are beholden. And then one says, even in your great Bibles, usury. Said, I told you, we talked about this in the below. We're going to get deep in a minute. Why would you go and file something that said it was bad to use usury? That means interest. Yet, you're supposed to be Christians, all these so-called denominations, but you don't even know the power of money that's in the Bible. Let me go now and tell you what's about to take place. An Indian man. Look at this man's name, y'all. Rishi Sunak. That's S-N-S-U-N, Sunak, like Sunak. I mean, he's from India, but he's ruling Britain. I don't bring fake news. I bring the news, north, east, south, and west. And guess what they saying in old Great Britain?
Today, I'm proud to say that under the UK's presidency, the group of the world's seven most advanced economies, the G7, is launching a set of public policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. Central bank digital currencies could be a digital version of money, a bit like a digital banknote that could be used alongside physical notes and coins. Unlike most of the digital money people use daily today, it would be issued directly by a central bank, like the Bank of England in the UK. And governments and central banks across the world are working together, looking into what having a digital currency might mean in practice. This includes issues that people care about, such as ensuring users' money would be safe and secure, that it could work with other ways to pay, would be energy efficient and available to everyone. A potential CBDC could offer businesses and consumers new ways to pay in the future. It's all part of the wider story of digital innovation that has delivered benefits to millions around the world and in the UK. The decision on whether to launch a central bank digital currency is for each country to make, and no G7 jurisdiction has yet made that choice. These decisions raise important questions about the reshaping of our economy, financial systems, and the way in which people interact with money and payments. That's why working together and careful evaluation with our international partners is essential. In the UK, earlier this year, I announced a new joint task force between the Treasury and the Bank of England to look into a potential CBDC as a complement to cash and bank deposits. We're also hearing from firms, technology experts, and others. Under the leadership of the UK, this report today will help support and inform exploration of CBDCs in the G7 and beyond. With these principles, the G7 is leading an important step change in the global policy conversation. The report covers a range of important matters, such as financial stability, cyber resilience, energy efficiency, privacy, inclusion, and tackling illicit finance. These factors should all be considered when designing and potentially delivering a CBDC that would be fit for the future. Our shared objective is to ensure that CBDCs will be grounded in long-standing commitments to transparency, the rule of law, and sound economic governance. The G7 will continue its work in this important area, working with others to enhance understanding and use of these principles. We're excited to be taking a leading role with G7 members in publishing this exploratory work, bringing money and finance into the 21st century.
Now, that was the financial man of Britain who is from India. Guess what, everybody? This was already said before last month when Biden went there. They didn't tell you in U.S. news. They just said you're going to put an executive order in to bring in cryptocurrency. That's because they talked about it at the G7. Now, actually, all the questions. I wish we had hot money right now. Isn't Russia still part of the security chambers of the U.N. Secret Security Force? When they got to make decisions, Russia is a permanent member. How is this going to really work? Go ahead, brother.
Yes, and thank you. Yes, Russia is a part of it. That's why Russia's over there running the test run for the universal income. After this bullshit, a.k.a. illusion of a war. Now, what Russia is not a part of, and I had to look more into it because they're trying to bring genocide war against Russia for killing Russian people. No. They're trying to bring human, a.k.a. rights genocide charges against Putin for killing NATO troops, because you got all these other European countries making sure the guide of those interests of all these other countries, of these NGOs, don't get affected. But just think about it. So Putin's saying, I'm not letting that shit come in no more. So he blow up those bases. So now those countries, like, everybody know that Netherlands is still a monarch. So now they're bringing charges against the humanitarian, the courts of France, the Great Hall of Chamber. Yeah, he destroyed our neighbor. We want to charge him for killing our muggles, our soldiers, because they were on a mission for NATO. So we get to charge Putin for killing these individuals to make sure our funds of NGOs go into this country under 501c4. But Putin's saying, y'all flipping me the bill, and I ain't doing it. I ain't paying you. So that's why he got the BRICS set up. So the BRICS is still really not an enemy
Because the BRICS is in this game, too. They're the purple gang, man. All these motherfuckers are
gang. Hold on. Just for people who don't know the BRICS, Britain, India, China, Russia.
Brick set.
South Africa. Let me just back that up. I just got another report because I'm on Russian news. I'm on here. I'm going all the news.
You doing Russia, good, man. We in form. I appreciate you. I'm on mute.
Hey, appreciate you. Russia said, this comes from Russia, not me. Russia said more than 1,300 servicemen have been killed and nearly 4,000 injured in the offensive against Ukrainian, a Russian military says. It says, also, at the conference, you can go on Reuters, or go to Russia Reuters News, quit looking at our news, listen to their news too, and let me just say this right quick. Now, I told you, I sent the picture, I can't do but so much. I put the picture of, y'all had the cash money, I said he hang with the gang that has the hats on, like them, some long, you know, hats that they wear. And you got to wonder why he chose that gang. He didn't chose the one that you said, brother. He said the Sephardic and the Ashkenaz. He chose the other one, the Ashkenaz. So we're going to find out what this is all about in a minute. But let me just say this to everybody listening. We need y'all to participate if you can. I'm going to get more word from Antoinette. She should be having a show. Tune in. We want to give tribute to Marvin Gaye. I mean, the late, great Marvin Gaye. Because, again, another... I love to ask about this, but you know, this LTGB stuff been going on for a long time, man. And even that Marvin Gaye father was actually dressing in drag, according to the report. And I had to say to myself, what the hell is going on?
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares to save a world in despair? Who really cares?
It followed the water crisis in Flint that began 4 years ago when the city started drawing water from the Flint River, exposing thousands of people to the toxic metal.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
25, it's going to be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more
you
Americans
know
would be uninsured
to find
next
a
year.
Way.
This deadly mass shooting
to bring the
loving
here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. And pick it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Right on. Right on.
Right on, right on, right on, right on, brother. We back, we back. That's going to be this Saturday, March 2nd. Nona Gay is going to
April 2nd.
April 2nd. April 2nd. Thank you. I said March, April 2nd. And it's going to be in Las Vegas. I get to answer it sometime. I hope she have a show this week and get some more information on that. But she had her show. If you missed that show, go to the archives. The Wynn has so many great ones on. Motown has been on the program. Thank goodness. We have some great ones from Motown. Mm-hmm. And we hope to have even more. Get another caller. It's been holding for a long time. 7472. Y'all calling all over the region today.
Well, Otep and better love.
There
what's up, brother?
Otep. Yes. You right on time. You need to tell us
what you see. Well, what I see is I sent you the pictures this morning.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
this is what the energy is above, as above, so below.
Mm-hmm.
We've got five planets, and this morning with the sun and the moon and five planets all rise together. This is what's called a conjunction parade. These are the energies, and Mars, the planet of war, is in there with Jupiter and Saturn. And so you're taking all of these energies that are rising and they're coming down with the rays of the sun and the moon, both of them up during the day. And what we're dealing with is what we're seeing is what they're using these energies, because this is the end of the Pisces, I believe, era. And this is the era of coming into Aquarius, which is I do. And so the thing is that they're attempting to get as much control back. And that first clip you played when the gentleman from the Indian from India was talking to the British, the key word that he was saying is energy. Because if you look at money, my own natural energy yields. People are energy. And this is what they're doing, because what they have in China is the social behavior credit. And this is what they're doing. They're doing it here. We call it Facebook. Your face and your IP number, your computer number is your book. And everything that you do is put in that book called a code. And so what they're doing now is they've got rid of Jim Crow. Now they got the Jim Code. And what they're doing is cataloging everybody. Everybody's being cataloged because everything is turning into digital. And the currency is going to be your behavior, how you submit to be in control, because you said the thing about Proverbs 22:7. The debtor is a slave to the lender. The debtor is a slave to the lender. And who's lending us the currency that's coming from the labor that we do in this planet? That's what they're doing, because they overstand the energies. We just had July 4th, 2020. All six planets was on one side of the sun. You had the February 20th. You had Pluto that hasn't been in its sign for 248 years realigning. All of this is in divine order, and what they're doing is using the astral me to control me, because you're talking about Hollywood. Hollywood sign sits up on a hill. They show it all the time. But just to the end, where that Y is at, that D is in Hollywood, is a great observatory, and this is where they watch the stars. But a mile from coming from that observatory is Manly P. Hall's University. The occult magic is being worked at that university. I've been there, sat in his chair, looked at the books that him and Madame Bablinsky use to create this system of metaphysical control. And this is what Hollywood does. Hollywood is the word that they creates what? Entertainment, the word really means is enter and detain. Enter and detain the mind. And this is what they've been doing there. And this is why this is whole part of this whole digital world is because now we have Wi-Fi crack addict children. You take a child's phone from it, it's like taking crack from an addict. So what you're seeing now is these alignments, and this is why I'm sharing this, is because we need to be doing ceremony. We roll spiritual off our tongues like loose change, but in the word ritual, spiritual is the word ritual. What do you know how to bring your energy to what you want to manifest? Because that's what they're doing. They're using the energy from above and geomancy in these certain parts on the planet that they're implementing this grid and sending the current through to control your mind. The mind of the oppressor wants the mind of the oppressed, and this is what they're doing. It's all about your mind and behavior. They got your body. They got what you need for your body. Now they want to control your mind. What the temptation say, take a stroll through your mind sometime. You'll be surprised what you might find. Ding dong ding. Ain't no big thing.
Ah, shit.
They want to control your reality.
Let me say this one
artificial, thing. Artificial, what do we got? Virtual reality?
I
just want to say this one thing. Brother Kwame, I love when you speak. And this is what I want out of you, out of your knowledge of being, I'm going to promote you to an elder. You're going to speak more positive in it because you said they don't create nothing. They're pirates. They swindle it from a structure that was with the people who are the original. So I'm saying to you, there's such knowledge in you. Show us how it's going to continue to go forward. Because these are your days of you being at the podium, bro. I'm done. I'm getting out the way. Do your thing.
I thank you for that. And the part that you're right on point, because the human brain is about 80% water. We navigate through the water. That's why I say take a stroll through your mind, because you travel through the waters of your mind. The electrical currents travel through the waters of the human brain. And what you do is you navigate my relationship, my friendships, my partnerships. You are the captain of your ship because you are the one who controls the vessel that we live in. We are the vessel. We are 70% water in body and 80% water in the mind. And commercializing the human vessel is what you're speaking to. Yeah, I'm an elder. I'm 72 years old.
Agree.
And so the thing that I look at it is that I can't be a generational thief. I commend Dr. Clark and all the elders that I knew as coming up by giving us the charge and saying, go and give the people the missing pages of world history is our story. And the part of it so important is as above, so below. This is what Tahuti it was talking about, and Sekhmet, his wife, who is the keeper of the cosmic library. Divine intelligence is more powerful than artificial intelligence, and the first web was the wood wide web. The trees are rooted and connected. That is the first internet.
Okay, no, I'm back. I got back. Keep going. Don't go. I got zapped off. So if something happened to the rest of the program, y'all might be able to keep going. I have no headphones. They just said, did y'all know if y'all heard something go zzz, it's just gone. Let me ask you a question. Go with that tree. Does that got something to do why the woodpecker and all them make, you know, how they were hitting the trees, and sometimes they would say that would create a vibration with all them woodpeckers are hitting on the tree, and that's what they made, I believe. Morse code. There you go. Morse code. There you go. Go ahead. Yeah.
Gil Scott Heron made a song and told us about it.
No.
Hey, Brother Kwame, you just took it out of my mouth. I was just getting ready to say Gil Scott airing. Dot, diddy, dad, dad, dot, whatever, dash. My brother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was telling us, and this is the way that, you know, we've got a whole forest as a community. You have grandfather mm-hmm. trees, grandmother trees, adult trees, saplings, which are young trees. You have plants that grow by certain trees. Farm, you see, is the plant relatives. Farm, the plants growing in the forest is a farm, and it's medicine. We have given them the control and say CVS and Walgreens and all these others are farm. No, that's artificial. The real
medicine is in the plant.
We were the
tree people. Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about that, because for every drug that they have, the derivative is a plant. If you, our pharmaceutical, the first derivative of the pharmaceutical is a plant. So they have mastered that. Then they made what they call the hybrid out of the so-called plant. Now, Brother Kwame, let me ask you, because we want this type of information from you on the regular. Is pharmaceutical, would that not be the most ancient of the cults? Because it seems like they've taken what was from the ancient plant life, and now
it's
they have marketed
alchemy.
It to...
Alchemy is what they derive pharmaceutical. Because, see, the thing about a plant, you cannot have a patent on it. Nature does not allowed us to have patents. So you copy, and then what you do with what they do is being able to splice and make a hybrid seed or a terminator seed, is they have to use gold. You have to get that finite particle of gold to attach to that cell of or membrane of that plant or whatever it is you're hybriding, because the recognition will know that it is not real. But the frequency of gold will make it connect. This is why we always adorned and did gold, is because gold, silver, platinum are the receivers of transmissions. They and then they pick up the highest frequency. This is why when we have our little girls, we put first thing you do, you put 14 karat gold posts into their earlobes. So the receptivity of the consciousness that goes through their ear into their mind is at its highest form.
Hey, Bravo Kwame, is it not true when you take the liquid gold, it actually, like drops and stuff, it actually raises your vibration?
Yeah, your cells, because your brain, that's why I said about the electrical neural net. When you take monatomic gold, in which we learn to refine it. It's a ceremony that the pharaohs was given gold to put their minds into the highest frequency of connecting cosmically. Because when you take that gold and you connect it to your own energy, that amplifies your receptivity and transmission. And so these are why we have portals called pyramids. The Pyramid of Giza is not a tomb. It was a transmission station that you could go in. That's why it was made with limestone on the outside, and it was made with red granite on the inside, cut into angles to where when you did a mantra and laid a person in that sarcophagus, he was transmitted by sound back into the cosmos.
Uh-oh. I got to bring sound, man, because you're on rock. See? You are brought this, brother. Let me get some word out of this, brother. You said sound. I got to the next call.
Yes, sir. Test it. 1, 2, 3. Test it. Test it. Test it. How y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Westwood.
Yeah, we hear you. Go right ahead,
that's that real. Hey, Dry Bones. Dry Bones. That's that real electric current right there. That's the electrician.
He came right in. As soon as my man said electric. Go ahead, brother. Jump in. I'm going to let Brother Kwame go back after he hit you.
Yeah, I'm just listening to Kwame, man. Go ahead, Kwame. Go ahead. Tell it.
Nah, bro. You the one that know how to wire and how to create the current flow. That's what an electrician does. He knows how to know that you can't put a 440 circuit inside a house that's running 120. You burn
that's
up
right.
everything.
So that's right.
His
special. He'll
burn
up everything.
He knows how to weave the current.
That's 10-aught, 6-aught, 10-aught wire, 6-aught wire. Yeah, let's go with it.
You can't go in there with no, you know, copper that you make ring with, talking about wiring the house. You'll burn it up. You got to know what gauge.
Hey, man.
And how to gauge that wire to hold that current.
You just said burn up house. I said, I don't know nobody sued him yet, so he must be doing a good job. Go ahead, brother. Let me hear from you. He ain't been sued, so he's doing good.
My first test was doing something for my mama's house, and she told me don't burn down her house, and my sister said don't burn down her house. So that was my test, man. It took me a while for my own parents to let me wire up something, man.
That's right. Hey, that's what couple people, man. The wire up the family is going to, hey, the wire the family up is a real deal because they will solidify. They'll tell everybody, the whole hood, the whole neighborhood. My brother's an electrician for sure. He wires my house, so you know that goes. Let's start with, what's your thought, man? Go where you want to go with this, but, you know, we've been seeing a lot of false flags. I know you see, you heard. If you didn't see it, you heard it. What's your take on what you're seeing and hearing so far? Because I know you put in your perspective.
Well, the most thing that pissed me off, well, I seen, well, you know, that PP money they was giving to businesses, right? When the COVID first hit.
Right.
This devil, man, he lied and said he had 400 employees, man. You know how much they gave that devil? $7 million, man. And so they cracking down and busting folk now. When they got rid of Rayburn Man's house, they was trying to bury $450K in the ground, man.
And stuff
like that pissed me off, man. Stuff like that pissed me off because all it takes is like, I think $10 billion you can feed everybody on the planet, $25 billion you can have no homeless people. Everybody have a house, man. And for these jackasses to be doing this stuff with the money. Yes, sir, man. And for them jackasses to be doing stuff like that, man, so hopefully we can wake everybody up because the emperor ain't got no clothes on, man. They butt naked.
Let me ask you a question. I wish it was hot money. Now, you said somebody, I read a report that when before Gaddafi was killed to everybody, I'm not a Gaddafi, I ain't promoting Gaddafi as no savior, I'm just telling you what he did. He actually made sure all his citizens of Libya all had houses. Sure did. All had houses. They all had cars. And they all had the lowest gas, and their money was going to be backed by gold. Now, let me ask y'all, under the circumstances, to give religion, wouldn't that be considered something that most people would be like, hey, all our citizens is kept up, even if they ain't the brightest in the world? They still kept to a situation where they are able to have something. What's your take on that?
They do it in...
Or Switzerland.
Swiss takes care of their own. And they do it in similar countries. You know, Saudi Arabia is not allowed to work. They bring in foreigners to do all their jobs. So I mean they do it to their own, but because that, you know, Turtle Island is so much invested in Turtle Island, and they so-called, we're the freest and the richest slaves on this side of the continent, you understand?
Yeah,
but as we know, when Brexit was hidden and we saw austerity over on that side of the pond, hey, I knew it was coming on this side, and it was just a matter of time. So vindication on the bones, you know, everybody been talking about it. So
this is austerity
coming home to roost, baby.
Austerity, I like that. Austerity coming home to roost. So let me just say this to everybody. When he said austerity, during the time of Brexit, I hope y'all realize that. I know sometimes we get caught up with not liking some time. We hate white people so much that you don't recognize what if Stalin, this came from some of my own people here in the below, made sense to me. You say, if Stalin can kill up to 60 million of his own people, according to his And Mao Zedong can kill up to millions of his own people. What makes you think America won't kill up to millions of its own people to get what they want if they take a certain route of government? Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. It takes a certain route of this type of power to make a person do that. Now, most of them guys was...
But the thing is, we put so much blame on other people. What about the... What are we doing? It's like
now,
we contribute to our own demise. And I'm going to use Chicago for example. Like with the mask example. Now, the mask mandate been lifted over a month ago. You still got people walking around outside in their cars, going to stores, wearing masks. You would think the damn COVID thing is still going on. But we let ourselves get, not everybody now.
But Brother D, I'm sure I'm glad you said, stay with me, Brother D. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to stay in that region right now. That region is designed because y'all number five. Y'all the ones that if y'all go down, you can call on the whole rest of the so-called regions that got these states connected to them going to go down. Because if y'all watch Chicago, he just told y'all, live reports, they don't care. I just told y'all, I'm in region right now, New York State. It's cold as hell here, and you got the mask on as if the COVID going to come
through. And it's 27 degrees here right now.
Yeah, I'm at 23 degrees. And they wearing a mask as if they going to get, they don't know nothing about biology, obviously. I mean, it's already frozen. So this shows you that according to your own Bibles, y'all, that's why I use that book because it has so much magic in it. I love some magic book. It says that, you know, even a fool should be able to see this. That's how.
And let me say something else real quick. Now, with this being said, you know, I don't want to get caught up in the whole black and white thing. Illinois leads the nation in people leaving here. I'm talking about the state. Who are the people leaving the state?
Yeah, you want
New York is up there and
too.
California. Somebody, like I said, people are getting tired of this bullshit.
Right. Now, the people who are going to be left, which is just all the movies I've been watching, Left Behind and shit, all the people who have been left to face this because of their not having the mobility to move, because having the ability to move easily means you got some money. So being that you can't move easily already tells them that they got a population they can manipulate. I hate to say it like this. They got a population to manipulate.
Then you got people who don't want to move. Mm-hmm.
Right. They don't want to move. I'm saying they don't want to move. They can't move. Whatever the circumstance is, it is what it is. I can't, you know, that's not my business. But the business, I'm telling you what they're saying is if these people can't move, and here's the problem for all of us in South Florida, where are they moving to? They moving into Florida, Georgia,
Tennessee,
some parts of Alabama,
North Carolina,
Mississippi, Carolina. So we see it now. We actually see
it's the great migration.
reverse migration. Because in the early days of my father having a good job, they moved from Alabama to the north to get jobs. Now y'all ain't got no jobs in the north. Now you're moving back to the south. See, it's all time. Like Brother Kwame sent some pictures. I hope he sent them to all y'all. Those pictures, you couldn't put them any better. He shows you the whole formation of the zodiac in the constellation, which we had Brother Patasika. I hope he come back on here. Only thing I have problem with people when they don't want to come on, because the question I'm asking is, was black folks, because you are in the white and black paradigm, you got to tell me if we was there. If we was there, then you can't blame them no more. See, that's why it's a crutch. See, I'll try to kick that crutch and take it out.
See, if we're in the mix now, if we're there now, we had to be there back then. That's how I look at it.
Can I say this, brother? Here we go, man. I say not to be an assaultive to us, but we always want to be mystical. So we're the potential energy. We're not kinetic. They're on top of it. They fizz out. They come right back. They ain't scared of it. They're coming back. And then that aggression, that wears them down. But in our potential, it's our interval of, you know, not being so rhythmic on every little thing. That's what I'm getting at. See, they're more rhythmic than us. So if you really want to put it together, I'm saying in it, and I'm saying in the science factor of it now, they burn out, but they attack. They attack. They, you know what I'm saying? They're kinetic. We potential. We that in between. We that possibility. We that magic. But we don't know
hold on. Let's not even go that far because I want you to keep it right simple because that was just great. That was just beautiful right there. Simply put, we like what you call untapped energy that once it's tapped, like anything else, it'd be so explosive and so dynamic that it's going to be such a purification for everybody. The only group that does not participate, everybody, I hate to tell you this, who doesn't even really go out to do anything is your own family members in your family. Now, I'm not even going to say black people. Your family don't participate in shit. They don't participate
in nothing.
Yeah,
hey,
so you can
ball,
also
yeah,
I'm gonna let you go there. Just go in your own micro. Forget the macro because it's so big. That sometimes it's not the bones. It's so big, not the bones. Just get to the smallest level of your thinking. And you
your own backyard, front yard, your house.
Yeah. Your own house and backyard. Ain't nobody participating in nothing. They waiting on the check. So you should know right there from your own. Your own surroundings, that trouble is in the mix. Let's keep it going. Let me go
all ahead. Day long, man. This is what I want to say, Drybone, real quick. Six. Homeschooling, man.
Go ahead.
Drybone.
Oh,
homeschooling. Music lessons going right now. Hey, man, let's get you here, right? You here, right?
Yeah.
You here, right?
I love homeschooling.
And I got the piano in the other room in here. You hear it over here, too, right? That's homeschool. We ain't got to do it their way. We can do it our way. We
That's
just got to pull our babies out of the bullshit because they want to line our babies to go back into their charity.
Well, people
again.
Are doing
if you take the charity, if you take the charity of giving your baby to them for $237, then you fucked up.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you something. Let me go with that. Now, I say to women today, I'm talking to women, if you love kids, open up a daycare for your people to get their jobs to go because a lot of the women. You know how much money you can make with a daycare by all you women out there who really don't have, or maybe you don't have to have college for this. You just have common sense. You could just say, you know what, I love kids. Some of you got enough money out there. I know you do. You could actually open up a daycare like I see down here in South Florida that has built, one daycare has now built into a goddamn conglomerate where we live at. Ask anybody where I live at. It's on 127 in some other area. All I can tell you is, they have now expanded where the construction now has made them a super school for whole. And guess who's going there? Because they know these women. Like you said, brother, I love what you said because, see, the incubator is the parent, is the mother. She's the one who's carrying. They don't care about us. They can incubate us. They can take our sperm and kill us and just give it to her still. They don't need us to have a society. That's why it's called AI. Artificial intelligence means no dicks. Y'all ready for this? Hope y'all ready for this. Artificial intelligence means dickless society. 7696. Get ready for what we about to put out. 7696.
Hey,
you on the Helios.
Hey, that Dry Bones. How y'all doing this evening?
What's up, Brother D? The Midwest with us. Go ahead, Midwest.
Hey, you know, most of them countries that a lot of these people coming from, too, right? A lot of them, they done been to the military. Like, a lot of those countries, though, they have to, like, enlist, like, at a certain time in their life. They have to do something.
That's right.
They got to
mandatory.
Do some form.
Mandatory enlistment. That's right.
Yeah, and see,
that's
a
right.
lot of them peoples, we dealing with them type of people, whether they wasn't directly or indirectly in the military, they either did some type of training or they did something for their country to where they can be a free citizen or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they can get away with it just by going to school. you know, and being a scientist or being, you know, unlike over here, you know, we don't get no merit for anything. You know what I'm saying? So the people who we dealing with people who got, they've been conditioned in a different way opposed to us. We've been, like, put asleep and, like, everything been put in somebody else's hand. We just wake up, go to work, you know, wake up. We just do everything like clockwork for a thing already situated for us to, you know, to operate. Opposed to a lot of those people had hands-on training because, like, look at the Indians and, you know, a lot of these foreigners, they do the odd jobs. They take a phone apart and fix them and, you know, stuff like that. You know, like, there's some tedious, like, jobs, but they are jobs that we're not even paying attention to with all this tech, you know. Like, when I was growing up, yeah, I know how to build a computer, but I don't even really like them. I know how to program it and all that. You know, they showed us when I was growing up in school, you know what I'm saying? And it was a black school that I went to. They showed us this. So, you know.
Well, black people, let me just say that in every area, I'm telling you straight up, when you look at the military today and you see who's running them, you find out they're like geeks who love plays video games. And so it ain't impossible for y'all to understand that we in the mix of all of the military. And so some strange reason y'all didn't ask Sean Caddy, me and you going to talk, brother, because he called. He was so excited about last week's program. And you said yourself, Brother D, that y'all been, you learned that you see that the tech that you didn't want to do it because I think you knew what was coming because this particular technology is going to be connected to you. It's not going to be like it's like, oh, you can go on it. No, you're going to be infused with this. That's what the whole concept is, though. Your technology that you talking about, Buddy, they're going to infuse it. Maybe you knew in your subconscious that was going what's going to happen. With that computer that you just said is going to be infused with our blood, and it's going to work. Maybe not in our body, but other people's body. But go ahead, jump in.
Yeah, because we electric. We electric. The blood is electric.
Right.
Everything got electric.
Right.
Electric. And they.
Right.
I'm saying at one point in history or in time or whatever, they know that they can hook a battery up or hook a system up so they can basically have total control. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand, like, what's going on. You got all this, cell towers, and them basically look like energy weapons, like, that was advertised on a lot of these cartoons and a lot of that stuff that supposed to have been fake, you know what I'm saying? That's the same stuff in Planet Apes, what they was using. They was turning that frequency on and make people, you know what I'm saying, bow down, you know? And that's...
Bow down.
I guarantee that's what they make you. You can't do nothing. You know, they just slowly testing it on us every day.
Hey, I got the patent number for all that, man. I got the patent numbers for all that now. I told him I got the patent numbers for all that. The patent numbers, the patent.
Oh, patent.
The, all
okay,
the
good.
Thing,
I'm glad,
you
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Well, you've been given patent numbers. And, again, I want you to do a program. We're going to do reover that you can give all the patents you got. We'll give you enough time so they can see that this has been done right before their very eyes. This is not something they can say, oh, I didn't know. Yes, you did. Because Brother West has been saying it for how long? And many of you around the 10 regions been saying the same thing. How long?
Right.
So when people say, oh, I didn't know, that's just a cop-out. They know. They just didn't believe you. Because in their eyes, you are not a celebrity. That's why I tell you, they love the stars. Because stars is where they come from. Let me do something right quick for Ray, my brother Ray. Brother Ray said he wanted the war drums. Now, I found one that he sent out. I'll tell y'all, every nation, including Japan, they got a drum, the first instrument that I play very, very well, is the drums from animal skins. Animal, they had to kill some animals to make a drum. That got, you know, that's what I say about people. They act like He didn't kill nobody.
But you
kill animals. You can't get a drum without a skin. Huh?
You can't have, and the other part is the tree, because that is the connection of the
wood.
You
need the wood. Dude, the drums is made from wood of trees, dude. You know that. That's why I say we are all connected. Japan war song, drum beat. And then my man, Brother Gene, much love to you, Fort Lauderdale, made that track for us about a couple of years ago. Not for us, but for his own studio, and he gave me the track clip, and I said, man, we out at war. Healthcare, how many of y'all got healthcare? How many of y'all got dental? How many of y'all got optical? How many of y'all even got a pension? But ask yourself, are you at war with yourself and with your own finance? Let's get this program started. We about to get hot. Let me just say this. We try to tell you. We about to take you to another dimension, another twilight zone. You ain't even fighting humans. You ain't fighting no human. I tried to warn you, just like I told the people at the rally. We tried to warn you. You ain't fighting humans. You ain't fighting no humans. You fighting the Clone Wars that you seen in Star Wars. Now, you tell me, this lady, and I'm going to play this for 1 minute so you could think, this is the foundation. We gave this to you in year one when we first started this stuff. I said, dude, they think I'm crazy to tell people they cloning. I said, no, man, I ain't crazy. You stupid. Because I ain't that bright. If I could look this shit up and say, wait a minute, they just said they got a company that Michael Jackson invested in? Wait a minute. We found a company at Disney. Now, I want y'all to listen before we go to the next segment. This is the foundation of who you fight. You ain't fighting human beings. You ain't been fighting human beings for a long time. That's going to show you, you don't know who you fighting. You fighting what is said right here in the early 80s. They told you who you will be fighting.
Washington Journal continues.
Well, we're going to continue our discussion of the concept of human cloning today. Joining us in our studio and testifying on the Hill today is Bridget Boisselier, who is scientific director for a private company called CloneAid. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. Tell us first what CloneAid is and what the company is working on right now.
Okay. So CloneAid is a private company. We founded that 4 years ago, got the funding to really have lab last August. And so now we have three scientists working almost full-time in a lab here in the United States with the major goal for us to produce a human embryo by human cloning.
Why do you want to do it?
There are several reasons. The first one is that what am I doing it myself is just because I think I had to do it. 4 years ago when I heard all the establishment saying this is so bad and all these things, I said I have to do it and show that this is only a baby. A little baby, the belated twin of an individual, and that's it. It's not a monster, it's not all, you know, what we have been hearing so many bad things about this baby. And so we decided to do that 4 years ago. Now we are on the verge to have this first embryo.
And when do you suspect it will happen?
I don't want to be rushed into saying a date. What I'm saying is that we are in the process of doing it. We will check every possible defect before, so we'll need to make sure that the embryo is completely viable and before doing any implantation. So the soonest we could have an implantation is mid-April. It could be in a year from now because we want to make sure that this baby is completely and perfectly healthy.
As we did yesterday with our segment on human cloning, we'll be taking plenty of calls over these next 40 minutes, and we will leave the phone numbers on the bottom of the screen for Democrats, Republicans, and others. Our guest for this segment is Bridget Boisselier, who is a scientific director for a company called CloneAid, also is a visiting assistant professor of chemistry at Hamilton College up in New York State, and we'll point out that she has a PhD in physical chemistry, PhD in analytical chemistry, and you are from France, correct?
Right.
And working here in the U.S. now. You're going to be testifying on Capitol Hill today.
Yes.
At a hearing that we will be covering on this issue. What are you going to say?
I'm going to talk about the babies. I'm going to talk about the parents-to-be, and the father of the baby we are trying to clone, and what are his motivation. And I will read a very moving letter from him to the congressman. I will also talk about my motivation and how dedicated I am to this project, whether it's done here or abroad. We will have to move. If there is any bad decision in the Congress today or in the coming future, we will have to move, but we'll move. We will not.
No.
Dry bones.
That lady. Hold on. That was
that's
old.
That's C-SPAN, y'all. See, that's C-SPAN
in the 80s. The 80s, y'all. That was old. I played that so many times for y'all back in the early days, not just on this dry bones, but before we could just watch do seminars in schools. I told people, I said, you think I'm crazy? They couldn't even answer me. When they found out that Michael Jackson was part of Clone Aid, Michael Jackson, go look it up.
And but that
I'm saying to myself,
dry bones.
Yeah.
My mic open. Yeah, that's been the thing that that place is in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Is called the Human Genome Project. It's run by Department of Energy. The Department of Energy.
Hold on. That's this. This was off the coast. This headquarters was off the coast of Bahamas. I didn't play the whole thing.
That's right.
I played it before. Yeah, it was off the coast of Bahamas, Clone Aid. Clone Aid is not in America. They lie.
Yep.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying this woman
right.
that you just heard,
mm-hmm.
her laboratory was not in America like they said. It was in Bahamas. And who else was in Bahamas? Anybody know?
But what, you know why that was? Is because United States said you can clone sheep, you can clone cows, you can't clone a human. So they had to take it off of the continent and put it down.
They did.
They did.
I don't care how. I don't care how you explain it. It doesn't make a difference how you explain it. Hold on.
I know you've been talking about this.
This was in the 80s. Y'all heard this before. Michael Jackson was in on this. This has nothing to do about where it's at now. They went to Bahamas because. It's a pirate territory, everybody. I mean, that's common
right.
sense. Come on, y'all. It's a
too.
Pirate territory. That means you can go to Bahamas, and like Epstein did. Now, go ahead. Make your dry bones, and then we're going to go to the deeper part.
Yeah. That's what Micah told y'all in that song, y'all think you're talking about Billie Jean? Hell no. He said that song about Build a Gene, y'all. Build a Gene.
Build a Gene. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Gemini Man, 2019, Henry Brogan is an elite assassin who became the target of a mysterious operative who can seemingly predict his every move. To his horror, he soon learns that the man who's trying to kill him is a younger, faster clone version of himself, starring Will Smith, directed by Ang Lee.
There you go. Now. I did that, so I knew y'all would jar all y'all memories, but your memories have forgotten this part. You know, that's what's fun. All I'm going to say to y'all is thank y'all for y'all to join us, because guess what? Now, y'all just said yourself, y'all named the character, then Will Smith. We can't give it to you no simpler. The doggone lady came from France. She told you where she came from. And the same people that got the so-called Green Deal, the same people who said they want to eat your children at the AOC meeting, that was in France. Hope y'all know that. Now, I'm going to play this part. I'm going to let y'all all jump in. See, y'all didn't know I had this. Thank goodness for those of you in the dry bones who send so much pertinent information, because you know we're going to look it up. I found not nobody, because see, TikTok, they got other people who find out and do a good job. I want to give credit. I'm trying to get these people on, but they're really scared to come on Real Talk. But they put this on, so I went to the Real station, and I told you a long time ago. I told you, Walt Disney is the Nazis.
If you have kids at home, this next segment is for you. This Friday, the newest batch of Disney Channel stars grown in the Disney Genetic Engineering Lab will be unveiled to the public.
Right. Now, Tracy, most of our viewers are already familiar with a lot of the products that have come out of the Disney Lab.
I know.
Yes. But how exactly do you create a Hillary Duff or a Miley Cyrus from scratch.
Right.
Well, we're going to find out exactly how it's done right now, because joining us live from the Disney Lab is one of their lead geneticists, Dr. Andrew Rourke. Welcome, Dr. Rourke. That's quite an operation you've got going on out there.
Well, thanks, Jim.
So the stars that we see on TV are actually grown right here?
That's correct. They're grown and developed here. We engineer their brains for advanced singing and dancing capabilities, even posing for photos. By the time they grow to desired size, these child stars are fully ready for the camera or the concert tours or whatever Disney chooses to put them in.
That is simply amazing. Now, how long does it take to actually create a star from scratch?
Well, not very long at all. We use the exact same DNA structure for all of our stars, and then we simply tweak minor details like hair color or skin tone.
Right, yeah, we do have some footage here of some of the well-known creations that have come out of your lab. Let's take a look.
Yes, well, that's model 6831-A, publicly known as Mitchell Musso, standard male base with a type 3 skin pigmentation.
Wow.
And that's model 6831-B. We give them slightly thicker eyebrows and type 5 skin.
Well, so it's sort of like putting a puzzle together there.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Okay, here we've got some of the images of some of the newest models. We're going to be seeing a lot of these kids in the future.
It really looks like you have someone for every kid in America
right.
to love
well, that's
here.
That's the idea. Tracy, our writers find it very liberating. For example, our new model, Haley, is a singing, dancing, snowboarding, half Japanese, half Indian girl.
Wow.
Now, finding her in reality would be impossible.
Right, but sounds like a surefire hit to me. Oh, now this one's Zac Efron. I've seen him before.
Yes, Zac was actually one of our earliest models.
My daughters love him. I mean, he looks so real.
Actually, I think we could have done a better job with Zac. He could show more human tendencies. If you look closely, you'll notice there's a certain deadness around the eyes.
I do see that,
yeah. I'm sorry, it's hard for me to watch it because all I see is all my mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, he seems flawless to me.
Well, he's holding up, but there was a bug in that first batch, and as a result, Zach's skin will soon begin to dissolve.
No, poor Zac Efron.
All right, well, it's simply amazing. Dr. Rourke, thank you so much for coming in and spending some of your morning with us. I can't wait to see some of these
Absolutely.
New creations popping out of the lab.
No. I could not make this up. I actually went and found, but the dude sent me, you heard that yourself. Y'all heard it.
Yeah, indeed.
It said, we're going to create. Now, I asked you a long time ago, don't you find it strange to be able to stay up this long? You can't even stay up that long. You can't even do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how long it, you know how much energy it takes to play the drums and all that and then be back to back and do all this stuff? Dude, I'm telling you. Something is not right. And for Disney, this was called Good Morning Orlando. It was an Orlando-based radio show.
Bruh,
and
Disney,
we found
Disney's you. Coming out. Disney's coming out with a new show next week, a miniseries called Moon Knight. And it's based on a character called Stephen Grant and his double mercenary, Mark Spector. They're two of the same people. They investigate the mysteries of the Egyptian gods from inside the same body. Who comes up with some shit like that?
Thank you, man.
This
Who
is on Disney Plus.
Like Disney Plus.
Yeah, you bought some numbers. That's good, man.
And do you see how he looked? He looked like a cake crusader. He looked like one of the crusaders from the Crusade Wars. Looking like he's coming back to life. I see this. It's called. And think about it. I only played that because I hate when people say we making up shit. Clone Aid is what started. This chick came on C-SPAN back in the day where we watched all kind of other bullshit and said to us that this was happening, and we just played it off as usual. Oh, that's full of shit. You crazy motherfucker. There ain't no gay little goddamn people going to clone their stuff. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You talking shit. What you want to smoke? Now niggas about to fight the clones. Get ready. Because you ain't going to win.
Hey.
You're not going to win. I can tell you right now, what I'm seeing statistically, you won't even know who's a clone. You believe everything, not y'all on the dry bones. We talking about what we fighting against. How y'all say?
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit how we going to fight something our people don't even believe?
Yeah. What y'all saw last night was a clone malfunction. Will Smith clone malfunction.
Yeah, well, you said you've been vindicated. You've been vindicated 1,000 times over. That's why you stay strong, because you said to us a long time ago when you were saying how people had the ties on. You say Trump, you say Bush, you say Obama.
I actually said, I don't know how a 78-year-old, I'm just going to go with my own family members. They know where they could be president. Ain't no way in hell. Anybody in my family at the age they at now, at 77 and 80s, can run a country, I'd be scared. So I can only say, how is a goddamn 70? Henry Kissinger got to be a damn near 90. And they run the country. They making decisions. Who are these people?
And the queen.
That's where we at there. Or the queen who got COVID and you scared niggas still wearing masks. And she doing speeches today. Yeah, you know what? Let's just take a deep breath and ask yourself, are you really in the real world? Because you in the Twilight Zone. Let me go to some more callers. Y'all out there tripping hard out there. 0248. Can you explain what you just heard, 0241? 0241, just give me, if you can explain it, just say I can't, and we'll take whatever you got to say. But at least try to explain how clones are running the country, and we can't understand why. 0241, go ahead. 0241.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, they've been doing it. I think they've been doing it ever since they started the artificial insemination thing a long time ago, back in the 80s when we were all coming up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I believe. I think it's something that's just becoming more aware to the people now, but I think it's been existing for a long time. I think some of those experiments that they were doing back then are some of the people that we are actually seeing today, and we just don't really recognize it.
Mm-hmm. I 100% on your side on that one. We've been watching this since the MC. You said the brother just said it. See, I love y'all. That's why I love y'all. There's no way I can go to any other news but y'all. He just said since the 80s. I said, you're absolutely right. Artificial insemination was so, like, new to us, we paid no attention. Come to find out, that's the early stages of cloning. Thank you, man. Anything else you want to add to what you heard today? You want to add anything else?
Yeah,
go ahead. Hold on.
Like here in Michigan, you know, it was really hard for, you know, Caucasians to have babies back in the day. And, you know, if they had one, it had a lot of defects in it, you know what I'm saying? So they knew that they had a hybrid, rare disorder in their bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
And like Governor Engler, I think it was Blanchard or Engler, one of the governors here in Michigan, before he did two terms as governor, and before he left office, he and his wife, they had the first quadruples or whatever. They had like four or five babies at one time. And that was the first test. You never heard nothing else from them or nothing else about those children from that time. And, you know, it was almost impossible for, you know, somebody of that nature to, you know, produce such a little harem like that. You know, and I think that was one of the first examples using them, since they were in the spotlight, that kind of, you know, broadcasted it, that it was an experiment in its works.
Now, let me ask you that, because I'm glad I got you on there, because I remember they had Octopussy, who had a bunch of kids. She was a white woman. And now we got a black reality show of this black sister and her husband having, like, tons of kids. It's on TV. So I'm seeing that they show on this quadrupling of the female, which should be noticed to everybody, how a female could have this many, what they consider, now I'm not saying this, don't take it out of context, but according to the so-called, scientific world, she's having a litter of kids. They call it an actual litter, almost like, you know, the dog star thing. What's your take on on these shows that have women having just a huge amount of kids? What's your take on all that?
I think they're trying to normalize the reproduction of these clones, because we know from historical factors, if they have a regenerative bloodline, how could it be in this day and time that they are able to mass produce in any capacity? So, you know, we have to look at just the world history of what we've seen for our, in our very own lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you just said. Because my very own eyes, I was hearing the same thing, and I said, man, a chick could have all 8 babies at one time. This chick one time had a baby at 8 of them. They called her Octopussy, and she had all these kids. I said, man, that's almost like cloning. But see, we didn't take her. We don't know if she was a human clone already able
exactly.
to have these kids like that. Now, that's why I say thank you, man. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that love you gave.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, all I'm going to tell y'all, in Michigan, I hope y'all keep calling because Michigan has a lot of issues. Y'all in Region 5. Region 5, y'all had the water. Chicago, which is the capital of Region 5, has had AI experiments on it for a long time. I found this out almost 8 years ago. And I'm thinking to myself, my goodness. And then we watched the movie as a kid, teenage kid, Free the Hard Way, and where they was fighting the Nazis in Michigan for killing off the water supply. Now, how does that sound? And then we find out today the water in Flint, Michigan. Thank goodness for Reverend Pinckney. I don't know if you know Reverend Pinckney from Bell Harbor. He's been on this program so many times. He got his own program now about the water. Y'all water supply is the most precious water supply because I'm from Buffalo, and I'm in Buffalo right now.
Oh, yeah.
The five great lakes. The five great lakes, everybody, is the last of the freshwater lakes in our region.
And right, and you know what the thing they did, the thing about the water here in Flint, like under abandonment laws, that was just a corporate takeover to get that waterway. So they had to leave the water polluted for so long. In law, you know, if something is deemed to be unusable or a danger to the public, and so they for years they didn't fix it. It had been messed up for years and years and years. So under the agricultural laws, in order for them to take it, in order for the corporation to take it, it would have to be, you know what I'm saying, it would have to have a hazardous, it has to become like a hazardous material. And that's what they did. Now, not only did they do that, and that's how they took it from the people because they wanted to control that waterway, but on the other side of the game, they know they were going to be poisoning a lot of people, and that was a part of depopulation as well. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things they were used in terms of, like, to set aside the injuries and loss that people may occur. So they took mm-hmm. it under a corporate, they took it under a corporate charter, making it hazardous. So therefore they could steal those reservoirs. They have the equipment and the know-how to clean all that shit up. But until they are able to, you know, subdue the people into, you know, giving that waterway up, just like I live here in Pontiac. And, you know, it's the valley, but it's all sacred Indian ground. You know what I'm saying? All of this land is sacred Indian ground, and corporations are not allowed to. They are not allowed to sell it, trade, or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But they come with these corporate zoning, federal zoning things, and they get the people to, you know, not understand that the people are the only ones who can be landowners. So they come in with the leasing agreements and all these fake-ass contracts, and, you know, our people are so sleeping they don't read. They could consider themselves to be residents and tenants and things like that, which they could never be. You know what I'm saying? They don't qualify for these home loans. They don't qualify for these real estate assignments that they're putting out here on people because they're only selling you a business opportunity. Anybody in real estate, they're only selling you a business opportunity. They're not allowed to sell land. So when you think you're doing a real estate transaction with a real estate agent, they're actually selling you a lease agreement. And that lease agreement is like selling you what's already yours, you know, and we just don't know our land right
now. Oh, man. Hold on. Stop. Because you're going to burn some memory banks on this one. Now,
he did good.
This is what this brother just said. So everybody on the same level with this dude. He just told you that we tenants. Ain't that what y'all been saying? The validation to all y'all been saying. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, brother, so you can make sure you stay strong what you're saying, too. When they ask you a question, wherever they ask you, they say how the corporations got registered. They got registered in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the president?
Yeah.
Who the president of Delaware? Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delaware.
Absolutely. And they did it.
Yeah.
Yep. And they did it through the military base, which is the hospital. The hospital is really a military base, and that's where they export us by certificate of indoctrination. You're actually, when your mother signed you up at the hospital on that birth registration, you're actually being registered into the military. So now you're going to be under military rule because all the corporations operate under military rule, and therefore they took you off of drive. They took you off the land, and they transported you into the C document. And that C document is a document of deportation.
I'm gonna give everybody a chance. I know y'all want to jump in because he don't list some fire. He almost put a nuke on y'all. Who want to say something first? I heard somebody, brother, whoever that was.
Let me say this. That I'm gonna get out the way. Let me say this real quick.
I appreciate all the things the brother said.
You said something.
Go ahead, say something.
You said something to the most important, though, brother. You said that is the last of the fresh water. They call that sweet water. And like their brother said, they contaminate. But they don't contaminate enough that Nestle is over there getting that water. They don't contaminate enough that Anheuser-Busch is drawing off of that water.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep it what
that's
it is.
There.
Now, what you said, which I'm in agreement, but the only way that they pushed us out of our city limits of this bullshit Jim Crow, when they, said reservoir. You want to drown a city? Do a reservoir. But here's
okay,
my closure
got,
in that.
Okay, I don't mind. Hold on. Somebody got children. Just put yourself on mute if you got people behind you that's talking. I don't mind you staying on the online, but we just want to make sure everybody can hear because I hear people. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, 30 seconds. And I'm going to get offline because we got one, young adults. They just
go ahead.
In conclusion, when you start thinking about, this water laws of these admiralty laws, that's just when they change over from what we were, the republic, to become what? Mm-hmm. A fascist, democracy. That's the contractual. Mm-hmm. So anything they did to bankrupt, they moved the gold and the shit off the land, you contractual language. But now they get to the point where it's so vicious that the contractual language, bro, is equity law, which is statutory. They get to change the shit the way they want to. So that's why you can't take no free shit.
Hold on.
If you take free shit, that's charity. And I'm at the end.
Because
they're doing corporate. There's only four corporations. When he said it's corporation, he got to name them. Foreign, professional, non-profit, domestic.
The four. And what is four? Now, I'm going to say this to y'all. Four is the foundation number. And when you look up who is so-called the Bible people. Now, let me go there. See, that's why I love y'all, because y'all roll so hard. We got to go hard with y'all. And let me just say that. Y'all just named it. Now, let me go.
We can't be scared of this language, man. We can't be scared of it.
No, you can't be scared of language. Language is real. I said earlier in that program,
mm-hmm.
I said
four
that
also means
Ukraine,
the original woman.
Yeah, and Ukraine, I said Ukraine was part of the Soviet, Republic. Didn't we say that earlier? Ain't that in our memo? I got it on the page. Republic. Even Russia knew the Republic law was real law. Now, let's break the law. I'm going to tell all y'all, I shouldn't even play this because people get mad at me. They say, oh, man, you're telling too much. I get calls from people saying, man, you're telling too much. I was like, dude, look, I don't even care. Even sisters call, because some sisters get mad when I was saying the God is bitches. But when I told them to look it up, they could not rebut it. So we're going to get them soon because y'all are the ones watching this. But this is the whole ball game, y'all. The BAR, the British Accredited Registry, is why Britain should be looked at the most. Well, they took the BAR off. I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all. I can tell you right now, we're going to be switching up soon.
Right.
The BAR will... The bar won't let me even play. I got the boy. Now, Blog Talk Radio is owned by the Kazars. That's all I'm going to say. It's owned by the Kazars. Blog Talk Radio.
And your whole link for tonight's show is not even on. It's not even on the website. It's not even on there, period. No.
Wow. Wow. Well, because I got Putin saying that the United States, he don't have to attack the United States. He said the Democrats can do that for him. That obviously.
Wow.
That should make y'all work. Now, the bar won't even come up. Now, Broad Star Radio is owned by the Kazars. I'm just going to come out. We're going to go to what is called the New Frontier. They got digital.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We're going to go digital soon. I'm just waiting for people to help me put together. We're going to be digital because no way we can keep going through this. We cannot get all the information out because I'm going to be censored real soon. I can tell you that right now. And so what's going on is they realize I ain't got no weapons, no army. It's your tongue. Your tongue is your vicious sword. Ain't no other sword but your tongue.
Tell it.
Ain't no other sword. Ain't no other weapon other than the pen. Because they scared of those two things, because that means if you can talk and write, that means you literate. See, that's how simple this is.
Yeah, and to be honest, you know, it's actually been digital all along because all they're doing is lettering, you know, accounts in a computer system, and it's always been digital. The paper currency was supposed to be used for the only for municipal corporations and in the banking sector. It was not supposed to be used by us, the people. We are the creditors of the nation by signatory. And what they have been doing is we've been trading with the enemy when we fill out these applications and we fill out all of these job performance bonds and all these other things, even when we go to jail. We are actually trading with the enemy because what we have is a foreign state corporate government running side by side with the Republic, and the people don't know the difference. And they merged the two together, and we've been operating as trustees without your knowledge. You know, you've been riding around with a driver's license, you got Social Security number, you got tax on your car. All of these things are presumptionally, under presumption, they are able to assume that you are a corporate employee, and they can only deal with corporate employees. And the reason why they were able to do so many foreclosures and things like that in our communities, and you see everything they call it, they're doing an escheatment, but what they wanted to say was what they call it, gentrification.
Gentrification. It's everywhere. Because
they have everyone's homes listed as commercial property. They can only tax commercial entities. So therefore, everybody's house is considered to be a business, where it should be listed as private. And it's right down at our municipal counties. This is how they have it registered. Our properties are not supposed to be registered with them. The only thing that's supposed to be registered with them are properties belonging to the United States. And under the guise of a fictitious entity running it, and when they really not holding any office, those are private corporations, and they're doing insider trading, and that's what they're doing on our people. That's where they're kidnapping everybody from all the cities, got our babies going to these courts on these fake traffic tickets, beating brothers up on the side of the road, and see
you got
some
cure
of these.
What's the cure?
The cure is everybody understanding. Doing some removals, we have to liquidate these municipal corporations because they have been charging your estate. They created.
How do you liquidate it?
You liquidate it in Chancery Court. You know, Chancery Court is the highest court of equity. That's a man and woman's court. That's where judges are not allowed. Lawyers are not allowed. It's men and women. So so you can't sue the corporation, but you can sue the partners, the people who are participating in that corporation. They hold the liability. When the true beneficiaries.
Go ahead.
When the true beneficiaries.
Go ahead. truth what? Go ahead, brother.
When the truth,
he's going somewhere. I'm trying to navigate with him. So if I navigate with him, I shut down. So here we go, real quick. We got time. So when I go into court of that chancery, aka the Queen's Bench, do they see me, a man of color, in colorable law, or do they see Sarah?
No. You're gonna what you're gonna do is you're gonna get they are actually in a trustee position.
But do they see
they're trying to make they can't see you. They can't see the beneficiary.
Do they see Sarah?
I can't hear you.
Do they see Sarah? Do they see the woman?
Yes, they see the woman because of the
19th Amendment. I'm going to say this. Yes, they see the woman because of the 19th Amendment because they gave them our right as men. And that's how they get the rules with that bullshit because of the chromosome.
Because you got to come in
under the book of Ruth.
Okay, hold on. Because y'all going. See, I got you. I just got to make sure. We got to realize y'all talking to a large audience that's listening, probably saying, well, my God, what they say. Let's make this clear. They talking straight up law. He said, "What book you say you got to come under? What did you say you got to come under?" Say it one more time.
Ruth.
What you got to come under?
The book of Ruth.
Okay, now hold on. Here we go.
The book of Ruth.
Hey, I'm looking at
right
the
there. Come on, man.
Hey,
that's what I'm talking about, Dry Bone. That's that corporate bullshit.
Hey,
but I'm on it.
Hey, Dry Bone.
What you gonna say?
The Bible was used to do business.
I understand that. I got you. But we got all y'all on here. I'm gonna make sure everybody get clear because y'all saying so much deep information. We got to make sure we gonna clarify this. Go ahead, brother West. Y'all was just rolling right there.
I'm looking up the Chancery Court now, man. It say Chancery Court is an element of English law that was brought to the United States in colonial times. The idea of the Court of Chancery was initially based on separation from circuit courts. All right, and I like that name, Chancery. You know what I'm talking about? Break it on down.
Hold on. Let me just say this, because y'all rolling so hard that those who listening, because I know I like how y'all kicking it. I just want to make it simplified because this thing ain't really that deep. It's just that we use certain words to make it sound like it's deep. It ain't deep. It's just really simple because common law is simple.
Common.
Let's just say the woman.
Because chancery deals with equity, right?
Right. But the woman gave away, if we look at how the land was given away, back in the day of this so-called republic, you could not give the land away without the women saying so,
aka so, a dowry. But Dry Bone,
right.
that's matriarch. They killed the matriarch, so you can't go back.
Right.
That. We're dealing with a patriarch now, because they came back
right.
and stole
so
the
saying,
infant.
But
they got
I'm
rid of Pocahontas, killed her.
I'm getting ready to go there. You on the right path? I'm with you 100. But I'm saying with the patriarch. Based on the fact that time frame is at the coming of the end, according to Brother Kwame, because now that's over. So we just seen the ceremony in Egypt where they actually showed you. Anytime you see the phallic symbol, which is the so-called autumn phallic symbols that you see all over the pin of the Washington Sea, that's your dick. So if your dick gets ready to be cut off, they're about to cut your dick off. They tell you we don't need you no more. Whatever about to rule again, we're about to go into celestial now because y'all talking
about celestial. There's no more suckling on the Bay Wolf. There's no more suckling on the Levi. That shit's over. Because now everything's up for grabs. It's a fire sale.
Okay.
Even your children are for sale. They brought that shit over from where over there over here. So that's why we got to learn how this shit works to keep our tribes in order. So we don't sell our babies.
I'm with you 100%, but you already know we sold our baby because Planned Parenthood got our neighborhoods. So Planned Parenthood.
Okay, but, okay, it happened. We got to change.
You're right. Your show, brother.
I'm not saying it's going to change. Not going to change. I'm saying is, in order to recognize the change, you got to know what you're fighting. So if you're fighting a group that got you already saying, we can just destroy the baby and then make money off the baby. Remember, they ain't just killing the babies. They making money off the babies, of the embryo, of the sac.
Yeah.
So they're already giving you. Go ahead.
Let me say this, get out of the way. Then why the fuck we ain't in Sarah's ear as men telling her what we need her to do? See, that motherfucker told Sarah, this is what's really going on. It ain't about men telling men. We supposed to tell Sarah. That's all. See, I'm trying to get to stay there. But how long you know me now that I stay right there? So these motherfuckers get my word. The pimping ain't easy, bro.
That's why you have to see, because what they're doing is probating the estate. They're dealing with a decedent's estate. We all considered to be lost at sea. Nobody came forward after seven years to claim those certificates as living souls. We have all been designated and re-examined to be U.S. citizens, persons, and public charities. And what they have been doing is they have been writing bonds off of your labor and your energy all your life. So they have a charitable trust that was created under the United States, and these are insurance policies that they put out on you. They're not killing brothers in the street because he got a bag of weed. They're killing you because that driver's license. But you have to kill that presumption. You have to kill that presumption because, see, when they bring us into these county and municipal jurisdictions, that foreign jurisdiction, what they're saying is they're probating your estate. You don't understand that. You may not know that that's what they're doing. And living men and women go to the court of chancery to punish them because they are the ones who are holding the decedent's record.
Article 3 instead of Article 1.
Right, 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 right. Hold on. I like what he's saying so much that he's going so fast. I want you to make sure we get everybody caught up. Now, they're going to that court. Now, let's go with the – let's even get –
You really should.
Y'all took me to a whole new level now. Now, we told everybody – I did a show a while back called Pirate Law. Pirate Law is what we under. Because you had Amity Law. Amity Law is pirate law. They brought sea law to the land.
They brought sea law to the land.
So they brought the sea law to the land. So the sea law to the land now means that we can rape, pillage, and plunder your ass like we do on the high seas. Now,
for those who don't know who they are, that's what they're doing. See, this is like. So, in the court of chancery, you're coming in for redemption because you're coming in because they made you a corporate franchise employee right at that birthing dock at the point of entry, and your mother actually that is an immigration document. They took you from being an American Indian or Aboriginal, and put you into dry dock. As a U.S. person, and you've been operating under the Postal Service, you've been going to school. As soon as you got registered into school,
the remedy is you're
going to make your trustees. Everybody that's on that shipping document are the trustees for that particular unit. Those like you call them like zones or whatever. Like we in District 5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a corporate person who has to come forth, the true beneficiary has to come forth and put in a put and call for all the equity that has been and you're going for redemption for the equity and energy of your labor that has been transferred to the United States bankrupt corporation.
And once again,
they are insolvent corporations. operating under the bankruptcy. What they did was pull us off.
Go ahead, pull us off what?
They pulled us all into that game. So we have been operating as trustees. So that's involuntary servitude, basically.
You absolutely. None of y'all going in the wrong direction. I mean, we all going the same direction. I just want to make sure we all understand our language is the same, different, but it's the same language. Now let me ask you a question, both of y'all. Now, all y'all know, America could not be recognized without another sovereign country. Is that
right.
correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That right.
Who gave it? Who gave it this sovereignty?
They merged the corporations. Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, when
America first came into its so-called 1789 concept, the country that Morocco, thank you. Morocco gave America the sovereignty to be a country. It could not be a country without Morocco. Converse sneakers. I'm just going to give it to you simple. I don't like to be too much. Converse sneakers. Got the Moroccan star on it. They call it All Star.
I just want to get all this pirate law into facts.
You're about to put me into the Moors now. Okay, we got to go there because America act like it
I'm
was
not
never
a Moor, though.
Power.
I'm not. I was now, never a Moor.
But those are all corporate statuses.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
We got to send back again.
Right. Now, for the indigenous people, who I'm coming to the grips with that we should be claiming right here, but some people don't. I'm giving y'all the argument because this is going to be the argument of the future because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all arguing about something that's already going to be one day, it's going to be president law what we're talking about on this program right now because no one can dispute the fact that, wait a minute, how could somebody come over here from what they consider to be or jurisdiction for a foreign entity? Federal Reserve, foreign entity gave America power. Then it claimed that the indigenous somehow stole the land. But then when I read the manuscripts that I got from when I go to Fort Niggle and St. Augustine, which is going to be one of our shows we're going to do, Fort Niggle got all the Latin that's there for us in Florida. I'm going to show y'all that the pirate state, which is the 31st parallel, that's why it's called free territory. That's why they do.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell did they was able to make the so-called Iroquois country, where I come from, New York State, these where they claim they got the Federation from.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what they said? How the hell, then? If they lied to us and said they took, I don't think slavery was from Africa. They took our people to Seville or Cordoba, which we got these Cadillac names from that. And they made us, I'm going to say this clearly, we got hit in the head and forgot this was our land. That's the only story that makes sense. The only story that could ever make sense is that you got hit in the head.
Okay.
I'm going to hear from all y'all.
No, I agree with you on that.
If we got hit in the head with the three ruffians and we forgot our own goddamn area was right here, that will fulfill a lot of prophecy that the people sold their birthright. We sold the birthright, which is in your Bible story. We sold our own birthright, just like y'all said, because y'all just told me with your own word, we incorporated ourselves with this other corporation instead of saying, wait a minute, Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Y'all coming in, taking our people, and they did not bring us off. They all they had to do, everybody, was simple arithmetic. Is switch up a few tribes to go to some other territory of the Caribbean, bring the Caribbeans back over to here. Hey, take mm-hmm. them Africans to do that.
Yeah, because the truth.
I'm asking y'all smartly. I'm gonna give everybody a chance. Let's be smart. What's more lucrative, to do millions of dollars to bring people from that far away, or just use $100,000 to bring people from one territory to the other and then hit them in the head? Which one is easier, y'all?
Dry bones.
You can put.
Go ahead, man.
Hey, yeah. Drive on.
And you can take a brand new baby. You can take a brand new baby born on the land, put him on a boat around and drive around to the Detroit River several times, and he won't know where he's from. And drop him off in Canada.
Thank you. Go ahead, brother St. Louis. St. Louis, the Masonic capital of the Masonic that you the Masonic capital before you go into the West. Ain't nobody can deny that part. Y'all the ones who got all the damn mounds that everybody claimed to exist.
And then they use that trade route, as he said earlier, for moving all that silk from the backwater off the Erie.
I know. Let St. Louis talk, and then go ahead, St. Louis. We're trying to get all y'all in there now. Come on. Go ahead, St. Louis.
Hey. The brother had said what I was about to say, but you know, you take a bunch of kids. That's who they was manipulating. They was manipulating women and children, because you take a woman after so much of abuse, she'll lie to her children for the sake of their mind. Yeah, for the sake of their living. She'll be on the boat right there with them. Row, row, row your boat. On the river, crossing over, going from one place to another, because that's the only form of travel besides the horse and in a carriage and everything, you know, back in those. And that's basically what they did. They took us from different places, and then they used other people from other places that was indoctrinated with, like we always said, it was Quancho. You know, they took us up to everywhere in the world and basically showcased us, because they once said that we was like the gods of earth. You know what I'm saying? The people that was over here, because like this was supposed to be like the sacred land. Like it still is the sacred land, because you got people still coming here, and everything is here is pure. You even got people in China taking our water. That's where they get their fresh water from up there.
Let me throw some magic on that. And Drybone, that's why they had to use other instruments for us to destroy ourselves. When they try to destroy us, 5-6 of them die off first. It's our land, man. But if we stop destroying ourselves, that's how we'll actually go ahead and go forward. That's why, as we put our foot in the soil, and don't worry, I'm with the mother brother. I'm going to get out the way and let some other motherfucker come on. But I'm just saying, if you know this is your soil, you have to speak it as it is, even if this shit is disseminated. I know this is my soil. I ain't from nowhere else. That's why them bitches call me refugees. A refugee is a motherfucker lost of memory.
And when they say... I'm vindicated. And when y'all talk about the women gave us the land is your body. The land, that's the military base. You've been under military occupation from the day you took your first breath. And the only way we get out of here cosmically is that we all get on the same vibration, because you have the Acoustic records. Because you have to remember, because you can't remember, because if you remember, and that means you're doing something over again, you have to remember. That's taking it back from the beginning. Where did it all start? It started at that shipping naval base that you were born in, which is the hospital. Your mother was discharged from the hospital. Your mother was discharged from the hospital, but not you.
Birth certificate. Hold on, let me ask you a question, because time is what it is. Birth certificate. We down on all this. Now let me ask y'all some questions, because we got to get some clarity, because y'all are like minds that are going. See, y'all don't realize, I don't know if y'all do or not, but if you think people ain't listening to this, you are fooling yourself. They
we family, man.
How,
we family.
No, no, they, no, no, we family. But people listening to this right now, they probably saying, oh, my God, these people giving all it to them in a way that is so simple. Even a baby shouldn't even err. But let me ask y'all some questions because, again, let's go with what we got, America. If this is the case, then let's go with the story. They got us always, they got most of our people hating their own land. Is that not true?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay, that's
yep,
one.
Yep,
that's
yep,
one.
Yep,
okay,
because,
I got the lines open, everybody. Hold on. Lines open. I want y'all all to tell me.
Call
their
propaganda.
Name. Do they got most of our people hating their land. Okay, so that's one. Now, that goes along with the story. I'm going to go into that story about Sunday. Now, not only do you hate your land, you hate the word republic because it got you believing they racist.
They put the republic on us because the republic is red, which was the church.
And
they stole it from the land through the church. And that's why every oath of office need a Bible for that agent to come in to swear in anybody. Go.
Yeah, but his and his oath is to the military. They take an oath. They take an oath to the crown. With the crown. They take an oath to the crown.
Because they fool
King
Mama with the Bible.
Exactly, and they don't have. See, this is what's going to really fuck a lot of people up in the coming days when they find out the real Africans are what you call the Caucasian. They are the real Africans. And that African-American.
Okay, but let's stay here, man. Let's go over there.
Hold on. Time out. I cannot let that as a talk show. Explain to me why you said that term. Why would they be? Because somebody got, they know they answered that question. What do you mean by that? What do you mean the white folks are the real Africans? Give me your explanation on that.
They're the real Africans because Africa is a corporation. When they came over here from Ellis Island, when they came over here from Ellis Island, they had to be given. They came over here on green cards and work permits. They came over here as servants. They were supposed to be the ones who we were already occupying the land. Our people were already building and had wealth. There was no such thing as being going to no banks or anything like that. That was before the banking era and everything. We had wealth. Wealth was in our farm equipment, our animals.
I agree.
I agree
because let's be honest. Marriage was based off you got two cows and I got four goats. You can have
mm-hmm.
my daughter. So we got that part. Let's keep it simple. Now let's go to that. Now since that's the case, farming that means agriculture. So we fight an agrarian law, which is agricultural law,
mm-hmm.
over what you will consider today corporate law. So agrarian law, which would be the basis of land, taking care of it, and how it proceeds in nature, over corporate law, which I can take over the land, sell it, and make money, and I could be rich individually. So basically, we're saying that corporate law.
But you're skipping the part. Behind two bureaus. Behind two bureaus that should have opened, Freeman's Bureau, Indians Bureau. They never opened.
Right.
Because the bureau's undercover is where they kept it.
Uh-huh.
The bureau's undercover, besides the sheriff in the county, is where they kept all the land markings.
Okay. Now, I ain't have to even get you to say that. Now, you know the word sheriff ain't no damn English
Thank
word. Where's Sharif come from?
Come on, man. That's an Arabic word, man. But that's
okay.
But my point.
So,
comes from Sharia law.
My point is, who did they use? What gang? What? Here we go. I'm going here. What gang did they use? What corporation did they use? Because corporations can be nonprofits too. Ku Klux Klan was a corporation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Circle
mm-hmm.
whoever said it was a corporation.
Yep, and
they registered with the state, to the law.
Right. And people mm-hmm. talk about reparations. People talk about reparations, but the corporations owe us amercements. They owe us a lot of equity because we are the true lords of the land. And they are operating under feudal law, which is
what they're trying to do right now, they're trying to do
a liquidation on all the assets. All of us who are still up under these corporate constructs, who are operating in that feudal system, acting as trustee. And not the beneficiary. If you're not acting in the capacity of beneficiary, you are going to be consumed. You are what is considered to
not beneficiary.
Okay, hold on. That's 30 seconds. Hold on, 30 seconds. Okay,
I'll be
now, I'm so, not,
can I say
I'm
this
not
real quick?
Say, I got you next. I'm going to give you 30 seconds.
There we go. So this is what I'm saying. I'm going to say with the brother.
Go.
This is what I'm going to say with the brother saying. I heard you, brother. But you got to remember, if the Freedmen's Bureau never opened, if the Indians Bureau never opened, and all these motherfuckers are using these other gangs to kill us, to lynch us, and steal the land, to settle on the land, squatting on the land. Who did they give our rights to? They gave it to Sarah, 19th Amendment. She's in charge in the front. She's the only one that can be the trust.
Why don't you break down Sarah? I'm not saying that you ain't making sense. We mentioned Sarah. Sarah is actually a Masonic term as well. We know the Eastern Stars. They know. Okay, so let's go with that. What you just said, Sarah. The birthright. We just said. We already said that clearly in the Bible, that we sold our birthright. Okay,
only,
we sold our birthright.
I'm gonna give it to you.
Okay,
here go 3/5. The only thing you and I have, and that's why the mother was killing us while we was in the fort like Indians. We're in the fort. We're in the garrison. Okay, here we go. We fractions of the men. The only thing they gave us was life, liberty, and property. The other two of the make it whole, you don't have your own religion. You don't know who you are of your mother's native tongue, so we cannot give you the land. So we treat you as infants, a.k.a. minors. Now, the only thing they did, they gave us a hand up. Because they knew this shit was going to get foul. They gave my right, because they turned me into a few. Look up the word few, get a psych. It means one of loss of memory. You said that earlier. I'm at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it to my woman. That's all I'm saying. They gave it
okay,
to my
yeah.
woman.
Hold on.
So we fighting our woman, and we treating her like Medusa, and we acting like the Titan, and we fighting the woman. So
no,
I got to
right.
get her
no,
on
that's,
my
that's,
side
that's,
to understand
that's
how the game
because,
really
no,
plays.
No,
nobody's debating.
That's because when we...
Nobody,
right, that's because
ahead,
when
on,
we bro, can't...
Hold on. Because we're almost at the top of the hour. I want to make sure. No one who's listening now, I can't expect you to... you might get kicked off at 11 o'clock. I could say that. I don't have no control there.
I'm about to check out and check back in.
If you don't get back in by the time 11 o'clock, you are finished on this because I can't get you back in.
I think you already went off the air, brother. You already went off the air. Yeah,
no,
you went
no,
off. You went off at 10. Go check
no,
it.
I got control of the system. When the system
I
goes,
apologize.
I ain't got no control.
Sure.
Yeah, so after
yes,
yeah, 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 after system, I could tell we are. When I got no control of the board, it's over now. I'm saying we got 10 minutes before. I just want y'all to know who stays on, you better jump on now. I will let y'all go over because this topic is deep. Now, I do want y'all to get some clarity to this because there is ramifications of who brought this over here because, again, the indigenous people would never have accepted white people. So I hope y'all understand that. The indigenous people was not going to accept it. They brought over many who looked similar to them, and they knew they was here. That's just common sense of law of maps, period. I ain't going to go into deep to Sunday. If y'all don't know the name of the maps, we'll give it to you on Sunday in the Cash App Money Game. If you can name the app, if you can name the map, that's going to be one of the questions that actually knew how they can get over here. How do you think somebody could know to get over here? Common sense was like, how would you know? Because it was already known by pirates. Now, let's even go
Kwame's
further.
Term.
Yeah, but so let's go even further because we ain't got much time. I want to make sure everybody gets on here. If you do not want to talk, just take the number one button and hit it off, and we won't be trying to call you no more. We want to make sure that all who want to talk tonight, make sure you get in on this. But I'm going to say this to y'all. This is dynamic information. Most people will not even think about even discussing this. Now, I used to have a lot of Moors, different Moors from the Moor Science Temple and different groups come on here back in the early days wearing feathers, green, you know, red, and some wore black claiming they had 360 degrees with the feathers, meaning they could spin it around, meaning 360. They mean Allah. Yeah, Allah is Allah. Anything you don't know, if you don't know the occult world, Allah is Allah as well. And your body is law because Allah only means, in esoteric knowledge, arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Okay? So let's keep that going. Now, let's get real here. Let's get even more real. Your money game, regardless of what we say tonight, your money game was just controlled. It was controlled by an Indian dude who's of the British royalty. India, Indo-European. That should be your first clue who rules Europe. I just don't get it sometimes. Indo, like we, ain't we? Indo-European. Just look these people up, please. Yeah, these words are powerful. And just like y'all said, the woman, Sarah. Well, Pocahontas, which is a Masonic story of how women gave over the land of America, they told you she had to marry into the family of these people and so forth. So they show you the bloodline. They're not making it up. They try to show you in symbolism.
Now, she didn't give it up. Now. She didn't give the land over.
Well,
she only followed the orders of the tribe.
Well, she followed the orders of the tribe, but the tribe let the – let's think about it, dude. You got weapons already. Ain't like these – it's not – let's be honest to the people out here. These people – I've done a lot of research, and people who – I'm dumb because I had to go and find out. I said, man, how did it happen? Well, they had weapons. They had navigation. They had star system charts. They had a republic.
They were selling research.
Either they brought and they had marijuana was everywhere. That's not even a problem.
We had research. We had the cannabis. Go ahead.
It was the first cash crop. It's not even cotton. People, if I did a question today, asked all the black.
We had all that. So we heard merchandise going. We had mercantilism.
Right.
They call that shit.
Already going. So they didn't come over here. They didn't come over here to think they didn't have merchandise. They went over here to say how we could trade. What they did was they were smart. The first slave trade was not from Africa to here. It was from here to Africa, y'all. They went and got the people here, took them back to Libya, to Morocco, Spain, and said, look what we got here. We're going to negotiate with them when we go back. Once they got these people to go back with them, what they would do to what would you do? If we brainwash these people here with our interests and make them feel big here, so what they did was they canonized them. They made them bishops.
Yeah. They bred
popes.
It out of them. They
Thank
talked
you.
It out
I'm
of
just,
them.
I'm y'all just
they
help
bred.
Me out because I'll tell you, this is facts. They took them over there. Got them to stay after you, I think it was 8 years, because that's what I did at 8 o'clock at night. You can give them all of the 4+4, which is your bachelor's degree in masonry. It's your, I won't even tell you if you don't know it by now. But anyway, if you can't figure out that they went over there, came back with them, they were the ambassadors for them. They end up able to talk to their people and tell them how nice it was. Because they people didn't know they was coming over here as what, y'all? Spies. They turned a group into spies. Not knowing. Because the people over here did not naked as they were spotted. Remember, they did merchant law. They said, oh, well, we you let you have yours. We're going to give you these things. Because they didn't come over here empty-handed. Like, I don't understand how y'all can read these books and don't get it. They already had gold on the ships. They already had gunpowder from China on the ships. So they showed them, look, we got technology. Y'all got technology. Let's switch. So they said, okay, let's do that. The woman was the negotiator, obviously. She was the oracle. That's why my man said they wasn't trans. They was the oracle. Let's not even call them gods. They were the oracles. The oracles gave them the information. Okay, you take her, him, her, him back with you. That's what they did. They came back. All of them was brainwashed and got them to believe in the same cult. The same cult. Now, I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to see if y'all even say it. Now, y'all keep talking about how they came over and took the land. White people didn't take no land. They had an army of black troops that y'all claimed y'all never talked. I know y'all scared of history. How you don't talk about the Buffalo Soldiers in pure complexity? They was the killers. They was Blackwater. They was the ones that did the killing. But y'all want to leave that out. That's why you can't get to the next level, because lovers of lies cannot grow. And we're going to get deeper as we go. Now, Sunday, we're going to get deep. Because I found some shit for y'all. Undisputable facts. How the hell? I want y'all to ask this question. Because we're going to do cash money on that day. I'm going to see if y'all really got knowledge to get money. How the hell some black Jangos can come over here from, you know, Jango was just a Masonic story for the Moors. How the Moors gonna come over here and get plantations in Louisiana and y'all don't talk about it? How's that happen? They black. They dark skinned. I know y'all, you know, they don't call themselves black. They was the Saracens, the Avalon. They call themselves what they was. They tribal. They believed in that because it was going on for thousands of years. And even over here, how do y'all go about the Aztecs killing children and stuff to sacrifice to the gods? And they was black. Aztecs ain't white. The Jaguar cult. We're going to get into that too. What about the Jaguars, which is in Florida? Jaguars was in Florida. They were all black folks that looked like you and me. How y'all just forget this shit and then act like only Europeans did this? This is why you ain't going to get nowhere, because you stuck in a time warp that will not release you. You got to come out the time warp. There's no way in hell that this. I got pictures that I got off the Library of Congress of black men got white men shining their shoes in Europe. You want me to send it to y'all? Email me, DriveOn7. I want to see the picture. I got them. They were shining our shoes. Sure was. How that happened? And that wasn't even that long ago. But somewhere in this time zone, warp, twilight zone, y'all stuck in a dimension of time thinking that we just been totally ruled over. It's impossible, y'all. It's impossible for black people to be totally ruled over. How'd the mass of people be that much ruled over by a minute people unless they alien? If they're aliens, which y'all don't like to talk about because I know that scares many of you. Not y'all. Not many of y'all. I'm just saying. But we're about to get deep, because Sunday I'm about to show y'all you ain't even I told you ain't fighting humans already. All the people you think you fighting ain't even human. Period. They're about to go to war in the next phase. They don't even need humans. Do you know that the next phase of war, I got the book from the war, from the whole United States. I went and got the book. Thank you, Sean Caddy. It says that autonomous wars are going to be without even humans. They don't even need humans. What group don't need humans cannot be human. This is where y'all leaving out the big equation. Now, I understand about the corporations. How many of y'all actually are a corporation? Did you corporate yourself? That's all I'm going to say. If you incorporate yourself, that's why you're paying taxes. People used to get mad at me. I ain't going to say I don't pay. But how you don't incorporate yourself?
Hey, I was going to say that at first because, see, you know, back in the day, your whole family, like whatever your occupation was, whatever you was, excuse me, that's what corporation you was. So it's always been a corporation. If you wasn't shit, you was a part of the You Ain't Shit Corporation. Your family, they would use and abuse you. You know what I'm saying? If you a blacksmith, you was a blacksmith. If you was a whatever occupation your family title had, whether y'all was farmers and a bunch of everything, you could have been a bunch of everything. That's what corporation they labeled you as, because nobody really adventured outside the box on what they didn't know. They strictly like kind of stuck to the script on what they was taught and what they was
used
to.
And that's called a trade. That's called a trade. If you had a trade, which what you just said yourself, a blacksmith, you know, that's a trade. A leathersmith. How about a weapons urgent? How about somebody who can make weapons from Tubo Cane? I'm giving y'all the names. I shouldn't even be giving it to you. Tubo Cane, the metal urgents. You think Africa, Asia, all these nations cannot be this so-called sweet and nice if they had bow and arrows? Who were they killing with bow and arrows, everybody? Somebody answer that question, because y'all are all bright people out here. Why would a nation need to have bow and arrows? Animals would be the first thing. After you kill animals, you know, if you can kill animals, you definitely can kill humans. I can tell you that easily. So,
hey, drop on.
Why is it? Go ahead. Jump in. I want to figure out why y'all want
to
make
crap. So, hey, that's why they call it a crap. When they say witchcraft you is. See how they treat the word? If you electrician, whatever, witchcraft you do. Witchcraft.
That's right. Craft. I ain't mad about it because you are of a craft. That means you are a skilled laborer, a skilled worker. That means you are specific in your dynamics of what you can do mentally.
When they say witchcraft, when they ask you witchcraft, play on words, witchcraft.
That's right. And witchcraft, which means witchcraft, you could use it as witch, meaning witchcraft you're in, or the real witch, meaning that sorcery. So your craft is very dominant in what we do. Now, all I'm going to say to y'all is you can beat this mentally without even – some of you may be strong enough never to even experience any problem. That's how you know how powerful you are. If you can divert this, please do. Your family, your friends, and all that you love can easily be your worst enemy. So you better realize it ain't just the white man. Because the white man,
let me see one more thing.
That's an ideology that y'all learned back in the day. Y'all didn't even, white people just got into existence of power no more than 300 years ago. And y'all worried about a 300-year-old person able to be a millennial of thousands of years. That's how you show you, know you've been hitting the head. Go ahead, Brother West. Finish us right quick.
One more thing. How do you beat AI? When you're talking, use words that's a homonym. That means it got two or three meanings. You'll fuck the AI out, man. They don't know what you're talking about.
That's that.
Use words that's a homonym.
Man. Sure will. Sure will. The AI will actually, because your phone, I'm going to tell y'all, do a trick. Put your iPhone, because many of you probably got, some of y'all, I know y'all got iPhones. Just do iPhone and say some crazy stuff like Jesus don't exist. That'll be one to really freak them out. And say, is there anything in the universe outside of me? Alexis get confused. You got if you can confuse Alexis like we did, then you good, because that means that, that you confused. See, they looking for dummies who gives them all their information easily. And that's what was happening. Y'all out there who listen today, let yourself be known, you are not fighting just humans. You are fighting a whole nother species already. And you don't even know it. If you think that everybody is who they think they is, then you're going to lose immediately. you're gonna find yourself taken out by somebody. You, because they could use an old lady to make the old lady be a clone, and she would be trained to kill you. Don't you see why they got clones walking around hitting the Asians? Black folks don't hit Asians. They're looking for Chinese food. They ain't trying to kill no. They have P.F. Chang. You ever see a black man hit the Chinese people at the grocery store, at the Chinese place? No. That common sense will tell you why they only hit them in subways. Like, why they walking? Because that ain't a real black man. They ain't a real black person. That's a clone they created to do their work. And that means the clone could be psychologically induced. That's still a clone. Just because you don't be biologically induced, you could still be a clone through subversion of mind. So this, don't take cloning as just, oh, embryo shit. That show you ain't looking all the way up. Look it all the way up. It could be subliminal. Cloning is called Manchurian Candidate, and you could be one yourself. Until Sunday, y'all better be ready, because the Clone Wars is on and popping.